Hey, you asked me to survive. That's what I'm talking about. How it feel?
I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, we stumped you out for 2 minutes to make sure you wanted to be in the gang.
Oh, I really want to be in the gang, mister. I'm ready for this shit.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. We nicknamed you Sunny D, like the drink.
Oh, everyone's gonna fear Sunny D. Back the fuck up.
Whoa.
I'll give you some vitamin D.
I am scared, y'all.
So I'm a blood now?
Not quite. Look, now you gotta kill a pig.
A pig on a farm?
This nigga is hilarious. No. Like a cop, an officer.
A police officer?
One with the family.
With kids?
Yeah. A protect and serve ass nigga. You need to gun him down in the street. And we need to see it on the news. Redhead ass boy kills an innocent ass cop.
With his family crying too.
And his kids crying too.
Mm-hmm.
So the only... You want me to take this?
Yeah, you didn't use this weapon. Use my gun. I insist.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy as hell.
Okay, so...
Let me fix it for you.
So the only way I can become a blood is if I kill a police officer.
Yeah, we all did it. I hope you ain't scared. Are you?
No. I do it on Grand Theft Auto all the time. I kill cops all the time.
That is the spirit. That's what we need to hear.
Quick question. What if I can't find a cop to kill?
Oh, we gonna find you and gun you down.
And your family, too.
And your friends.
Hell yeah. Because if we can't let them get away with all our secrets, you gonna tell, ain't you?
So what if I kill a cop and they come after us and they try to kill you?
Oh, they ain't gonna kill me. I already bought 2 caskets and I got 1 free for my son. Yeah. We ain't going out like no bitches.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry about me. I'll kill a cop right now.
That's what I'm talking about. We got a new member, my niggas.
Let's fucking go.
So, dude, how much did this coffin actually cost?
About 10 grand, but I got it for free.
Fuck.
Yeah, coffins are really expensive.
Dude, you're probably not even gonna use it. You're gonna grow old.
I hope so. Or maybe it'll be today.
Dude, what the hell happened to your face?
Guys, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, apparently. What happened?
I got initiated by the Bloods.
What, Junior, it's been like 6 minutes.
Well, they kicked me for about 2 minutes.
What happened?
So I decided I don't want to be black anymore. I don't know how you do it, Joseph.
I don't do the shit you're doing.
Guys, I think the system failed me because I wanted to run these streets and then I wanted to be a Blood. But now they want me to kill a cop.
Kill a cop?
Yeah, that's my final step of being a blood. I gotta kill a police officer.
Okay, well, just don't kill a cop. It doesn't sound that hard.
Okay, see, that was what I was gonna try to do, is not do it. But if I don't do it, he says he's gonna kill me. And then he says he's gonna kill my family. And then he says he's gonna kill my friends.
Okay, now I'm worried.
Yeah, so you might die today, Cody.
Well, nobody else could be more prepared, huh? I can just open this up. And then they can shoot me, and I can just fall right into my big comfy coffin.
Guys, I don't want to kill a cop!
Well, then don't.
Don't do it.
Okay, well, I don't know what Maybe I should call the cops and ask the cop what I should do.
You're gonna call a cop and ask him if you should kill him?
Dude, do you have a concussion?
Probably. My ears are ringing.
I can tell.
I'm going to call a cop and tell him my problem.
When he sees that gun, he's gonna shoot you.
Yeah, if you tell him you're black, he's definitely gonna shoot you.
Okay, I'm gonna tell him I'm not black, and I'm gonna... There you go. I'm not gonna see it.
Okay. Hey there, somebody call the cops? Whoa, what happened to you? Looks like you got beat up and you got nothing to live for. And what's this coffin about? And why is there a gun under that bib?
You noticed.
Wait, is this a trap? Are you guys gonna kill me? Oh man, my family's gonna cry on the news.
Well, that's up to you if you die.
What?
So I got initiated by the Bloods.
Oh, is that why your couch is red? You got a blood couch? Wait, you get Crip walls but a blood couch. I'm confused.
Listen, I thought I was black.
Why did you think that?
The news said gingers are black.
Wait. Does that mean I'm black? Shit, homie, I'll pop a cap in your ass.
That's the black spirit.
So listen, I wanted to be black and I wanted to join a gang and run these streets. And they initiated me by beating my head in, but then they told me I need to kill a cop.
Okay, please don't.
So they said, if I don't kill a cop, they'll kill me, my friends, and my family.
Well, I gotta admit, I'm pretty biased about which one you pick.
Okay, well, I'm gonna possibly have to kill you. To save my friends and family. It's like the train scenario. There's 5 people on one track and 1 on the other track. I'm going to save 5 to kill 1.
Okay, but you're driving the train. This whole thing's kind of your fault.
Okay, well, they just want to see on the news that I killed a cop, and they want to see your family crying on the news, and then they'll let me go.
I mean, listen, if you got to kill a cop, it doesn't have to be me. I can get my buddy down here. He's a cop. You can kill him, you know? And honestly, I mean, if you just need someone to cry on the news, I can tell my wife and daughter to cry and just tell them that you killed me.
You could do that for me?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, do that then.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll do that.
I really hope he does it. Turn on the news, Joseph.
All right, dude.
Great breaking news! Attention all bloods! This pussy-ass little kid thinks he's a blood, but he couldn't even kill me! He wanted me to lie and say that he killed me and then have my wife and daughter cry on the news, but his pussy-ass had me right in front of him with a gun and a coffin and everything, but he just couldn't do it! Fucking little bitch-made-ass!
Oh, that's not cool.
You're fucked, Junior. Too bad you don't have a coffin.
This is pussy-ass right there!
Kill him, Pork Chop!
Oh, I'm gonna fire his ass up!
I'm sorry!
Wait, Dad, why are they calling you Pork Chop?
Oh, what's up, Cody?
I'm just doing my blood gang thing in my spare time. You know me. And yeah, they call me Pork Chop because I got a lot of meat slinging everywhere, all over the streets. Oh, and I gotta kill your little friend.
No!
Don't kill my friend.
But he a snitch-ass fuck nigga, Cody.
I know he is, but he doesn't even have a coffin picked out.
Well, what? He ain't got a coffin picked out? Oh, you see my son? You see that coffin? Nice-ass coffin. Got it for free. Good-ass deal.
No, I don't have a coffin. My dad can't afford that.
Oh, man, I can't kill a man who ain't got his coffin picked out. What if his dad picked a plywood-ass coffin? That's silly. I can't let him go out like that. All right, Bloods. We gotta move out. Move out!
Thanks for saving my life, Cody.
Well, I can't have you dying before I do. I gotta use my coffin. You guys have to be my ball bearers. Holding my balls.
Star Wars.
Seen it. Lord of the Rings.
Seen it. Titanic.
Seen it. Kung Fu Panda.
Seen it. Ice Age.
Seen it. Black Panther.
Ooh, haven't seen it.
What? You haven't seen Black Panther, dude?
No, I heard Superman and Spider-Man and Iron Man weren't in it.
What? Why would they be in it? It's Black Panther's time to shine.
Well, I don't know what he does.
What? He turns into a panther.
Like he turns into an actual cat.
No, like a mechanical panther. Technology and stuff, you know?
So he's Iron Man.
Kinda.
I don't want to see it. I'll just watch Iron Man.
What?
Oh, we didn't even have to buy this box to play this game. We could just ask questions.
Yeah, it was a waste of money.
Hey, Joseph, do you hear a really loud, annoying sound?
Dude, it's your girlfriend.
Oh, hey, Penelope, what are you doing here?
I didn't make the volleyball team.
Big whoop. Nobody surprised.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you can't be shocked that you didn't make a men's volleyball team.
It was a girls' volleyball team, Junior.
They have a team?
Yes.
People actually watch it?
Yes.
And enjoy it?
Yes.
No way. Lying.
And they wouldn't let me play with them.
Well, don't be sad, Penelope. No one's even going to watch that team play.
There's plenty of people that watch women's sports, Junior.
No, they don't. You know the WNBA loses money every year, and the NBA pays to keep it alive to shut you guys up?
There's plenty of famous women athletes, too.
Name one.
Serena Williams. She plays tennis.
Wait, she has time to play tennis even after her talk show?
That's Wendy Williams, Jr.
Well, sorry. All I know is that women like to yap, and they all have talk shows, like Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres and Rachel Ray and The View. But they have Lil Wayne.
That's Whoopi Goldberg.
What? No, is Lil Wayne on The View?
Yeah, that's Weezy F Baby.
Told you.
Girls are good at sports, Junior.
No, they're not. Not even volleyball.
I bet a girls' volleyball team would beat a boys' volleyball team any day of the week.
I could literally get a bunch of my friends and we could beat that volleyball team that you were trying to join.
I bet you couldn't.
Come on, Joseph. Let's go get Cody and Jeffy and a coach and we'll go beat your girls' volleyball team.
Yeah, this is gonna be K, dude.
I got it!
Oh no! That's all me!
God damn it, Elizabeth! Why are you so afraid of the ball?
I'm not scared of the ball, Coach! I'm scared of Wilma!
Wilma's just going through a transition right now.
Sorry, Coach. My hormones are all types of fucked up.
It's okay, Wilma. Just be ready for the game.
Okay, Coach.
All right, boys. This game's going to be cake. Because they are girls. And what have girls ever done for the world? Men invented airplanes. The richest man in the world is a man. Is that a coincidence? I think not. A man invented peanut butter. And Reese's peanut butter cups are delicious. So there's no reason we should lose this volleyball game.
Well, they look like they're really good.
Well, I didn't even look at them. Because I don't look at girls. I look at men. Pause. I look at men when they're playing sports. I'm not gay.
Well, we've never even played volleyball a day in our life.
Well, it doesn't matter, because men are so smart at sports that we can just pick it up naturally. So let's go out there and kick some non-penis-having ass.
Yeah! Hello and welcome to the first ever Boys versus Girls Volleyball Tournament. Today, we will finally answer the question of which gender is best at sports, boys or girls. Let's meet the girls' starting lineup.
Elizabeth, Southern Mississippi State University.
Cassidy Bout, homeschooled.
Wilbur, East Rutherford Mental Institution.
Jessica Slamson, Always Wayne University. Let's go, ladies!
Now it's time to look at the boys' starting lineup.
Oh, we didn't do starting lineups because we're not taking this that seriously because we're going to win so easily. But this is Junior, Cody, Joseph, and Jeffy from YU Dumb Elementary School.
Okay, well, let's play ball! Okay, girls, huddle up, you bunch of bitches.
Okay, coach.
Okay, we're going to be going up against some pussy-ass boys, and one of them's my son. He's got weak ankles, so don't be afraid to go for him. And he loves ball, so hit him in the face.
Yes, coach.
Oh, God damn it. Chastity Belt, give me your gum.
Sorry.
How many times do I have to tell you no gum? Next time I'm going to make you swallow it.
She's used to that, coach.
Yeah, you're telling me. Elizabeth, fix your knee pads. You don't want bruised knees.
Sorry, coach.
Wilma, fix your tits. Your nipples are looking at the moon.
Shit, my bad, coach.
I swear to God, if you girls lose this game, you're going to be playing volleyball in Uganda.
I love Black Panther.
Okay, now let's get out there and show these boys how to hit a fucking ball.
Yes, sir.
All right, boys, go win. I mean, if you don't, you're going to be embarrassed in front of the whole country. But I'm not even worried about that, because you're boys and they're girls, and this is going to be easy.
Now to just sit back and watch them kick some ass.
Oh, number 9 is so hot. Come on, ladies, start jumping up and down some more.
Jonathan, what the hell are you doing here?
I always come to the girls' volleyball games. I never miss them.
Why do you have lotion?
That's because my hands get so dry from clapping.
Uh-huh, and why do you have a blanket?
It gets cold in here.
And if you were to remove that blanket, would your pants be down?
You know they don't fit me right. I have to wear a belt for my pants, but I forgot it.
Yeah, right.
Get it, Jeffy, get it! Cody, it's coming to you!
Okay. I actually hit it.
Are you okay, Cody? You just got beat up by a girl.
That's not a girl, Junior. He has his pronouns on his arm.
Yeah! I'm him! I'm him!
Oh, girls just scored. It's now 1-0. Did I mention 1-5 wins?
Oh, hell no. Number 9's not even a girl.
Number 9 is a beautiful woman.
No. I'm not standing for this. Hey, this isn't fair. Your team's supposed to be all girls, but number 9 has a bulge. He's one of those Transformers. He's gonna be a girl someday. This doesn't count.
1-0.
Dude, I got this. We're not gonna lose to a bunch of girls.
Whoa! We scored a point!
You suck, girls!
Yeah, you suck, girls!
Yeah,
we're gonna win! Yeah.
Fuck! Why'd you miss that?
I don't know!
Never mind. We're winning even with a boy on your team. God damn it. Time out. Everybody huddle up. You let them score a fucking point?
It's tied, coach.
Give me your ponytail. Give it.
Ow!
Yeah, that's right. You mouth off to me one more time and I'm tearing it off. Now, I don't know what the fuck I'm seeing out there. A bunch of girls. Chastity belt. Chastity belt! Give me the fucking phone.
Hey!
Holy Jesus, 3 million snap score.
I told you, coach, those knee pads ain't for volleyball.
Well, you can get this back after you win the game. Now, if you let them score one more time, I'm gonna shave all of your heads and donate the hair to St. Jude.
Me first!
Now get out there and show them why girls roll and boys roll!
Girl power! Yeah!
All right, Cody, you're gonna serve.
What do I do?
You hit the ball over the net.
What, from way back here? What am I, Steph Curry?
You got it, Cody, do it!
Okay.
No, he gets a redo.
Yeah, that sucks. Reserve.
Okay, Cody, punch it as hard as you can in the air.
Okay.
What? You punched into the bleachers.
You said punch it hard. Oh, girls ball. 1-7-1.
Get it.
Oh, shit. Girls score. 2-1.
Oh, bullshit. He kicked it. This isn't soccer.
2-1.
Chastity belt!
What, Cody? Why didn't you hit it?
I was scared.
Yeah!
Girls score! 3-1.
Yeah, Cody, you suck, you little pussy!
That's my son. I gave birth to him so I can say that.
3-1.
Cody, try!
Girls 4-1. If they score another point, they win!
You boys better not lose to a bunch of girls and one guy.
4-1.
Yeah!
Junior, he keeps pointing at me.
Well, hit the ball! Cody, get it!
Okay!
This is my moment, my time to shine. Don't screw this up, Cody.
I screwed it up.
Oh, we lost, Cody.
Girls win.
You just lost to a bunch of girls and one guy.
Wait a minute, ref.
Hey, ref. Number 9 is a dick.
Is that so? Let me check this out.
Number 9,
can I interrupt your motorboating so I can look inside your trousers?
Yes, sir.
Oh, golly.
Big, ain't it?
Okay, penis, everybody. Girls are eliminated. Boys win.
Yeah, boys win.
Yeah,
boys are better. Yeah. We finally showed them tonight.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go get pizza and ice cream.
Woo!
Huddle up, girls. Okay, girls, we clearly won tonight, but since Wilma has a penis, we're gonna stop by Target to get some scissors to snip that off.
More like hedge clippers, am I right?
Yeah, and we're gonna get some razors to shave all your heads.
Can I get my phone back?
Ponytail, give it now.
Ow!
All right, girls, get in the car.
Guess what, Penelope? Us boys just beat the women's volleyball team.
Yeah!
No, you didn't, Junior.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Then what was the final score?
5-1.
Yep.
Who had 5?
The girls' team.
Then you didn't win, Junior.
Well, the girls' team got disqualified for having a man on their team.
Which shows men are better than girls at everything.
At everything.
Everything.
I'm going home.
Wait. I didn't mean it. I mean, girls are better at talk shows. I mean, but we do have Dr. Phil.
And Steve Harvey, dude.
Oh, I love Steve Harvey. Oh. He looks like Mr. Potato Head.
I love Mr. Potato Head.
I'm so glad we decided to sit around and eat our favorite candy today.
Wait, dude, what kind of candy is that?
You've never heard of Goobers? They're chocolate-covered nuts. They're amazing.
Hey, Junior, I got some nuts for you, but they're not chocolate-covered. More like flesh.
What's up, my Snickers? Get it? Like my candy bar?
I like Reese's.
Hey, everybody, listen up. Nobody lay a finger on my Butterfinger. Got it?
Okay.
Good.
Hey, guys, you want to play basketball?
Yeah, let's go play basketball.
Yeah, let's play 2-on-2. All right, guys, we're going to play 2-on-2. So it's going to be me and Julian versus Cody and Jeffy.
But that's not fair. I suck at basketball.
He's right, Joseph. He does suck at basketball. One of us should play with Cody because we're really good. How about you?
What? Why do I have to play with a nerd?
Because you have a darker skin complexion, Joseph, which means you're good at basketball.
You are right. I am a god at basketball.
So the best player at basketball has to play with the worst player, the whitest kid here, which is Cody.
I guess it's me and Cody versus Junior and Jeffy then.
All right, so first person to get one basket. Basket wins.
But that's a short game. If you don't want to play basketball, just say so.
Where did they go? Where's Jeffy Blunt, Joseph?
I'm trying.
Dude, Cody, open up. Catch.
I got it. Whoa. Oh, no. Butterfingers.
Grab it, Jeffy. No!
Whoa, get dunked on. This is my house, bitch.
Woo, we won.
Cody!
Dude, what the hell was that? You're supposed to catch the ball.
I'm sorry, Joseph. I just ate a Butterfingers, and now my fingers are all buttery.
No excuses. I never lose at basketball. You're not my friend anymore.
Joseph, my Butterfingers. Joseph, don't be mad. It's not my fault. It's the Butterfingers.
No, don't blame that Butterfinger. You're just ass. You're ass at basketball. You should be nowhere near a court.
Well, I mean, I am ass at basketball. I guess you could say I'm asketball.
Guys, calm down. Let's just watch TV. Cody, can you turn the TV on?
Yeah, sure. Whoa. Ah, damn it.
Dude!
Well, how'd you drop the remote, Cody?
It's the Butterfingers, I told you.
Oh, go wash your hands, dude.
Yeah, wash your hands, Cody.
Okay, fine.
Let me grab the remote.
Okay, let me wash my hands. Damn it, I can't seem to grab it. Come on, hands, grab the handle. Damn it, it's still slippery from the Butterfingers. Okay, you know what? Screw this. Okay, guys, I'm back.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
Well, we just ordered pizza.
Yeah, dude, we're starving.
Oh, good, because that Butterfinger was just a snack.
Yeah, the pizza will be here any second.
The pizza!
It's here!
Yay.
Cody, can you go grab it?
I don't know. It's your house. Shouldn't you grab it?
Well, you washed your hands, right?
Yeah.
So you could grab the pizza, right?
Maybe.
Cody, come on. Hello?
Hey there, I have a pepperoni pizza and some cheese sticks for a Junior.
That's me!
Alright, that'll be $10, please.
Here you go.
Oh, sir, if you could just please crumple that up and just throw it in the yard.
You want me to crumple up the money and throw it in the yard?
Yeah, because that way it'll be like a game when I have to go find it later.
Okay.
Yay! If you could just grab your Pepsi now, please.
Cody, can you grab the pizza?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind grabbing that pizza, I don't have the energy to bring the pizza inside for you right now. If you didn't notice my search on button, because the last lady's house I went to, she didn't have money to pay for your pizza. So she paid me in another way. She gave me raspberries and beat me up. It was so hot. So if you can just grab this pizza, I'd appreciate it.
I'll try.
Grab the pizza, Cody.
What? You dropped the pizza, Cody?
No refund.
My Butterfingers, Junior, my Butterfingers.
Did you wash your hands?
I lied.
Oh, man.
Wait, what happened, dude?
Cody dropped the pizza on the ground.
What? You were supposed to wash your hands, bro.
I couldn't turn the faucet on.
Well, thanks, Cody, for ruining our pizza, because I'm not eating carpet pizza.
Shit, I eat this carpet pizza. I eat pizza out of dumpster.
Come on, Cody, let's go ask Chef Peepee to cook us something else.
Okay.
Chef Peepee, can you make us something to eat?
Julia, get the fire extinguisher! The kitchen's on fire!
Cody, grab the fire extinguisher to the pantry!
Really? Me?
Yes, grab it, Cody! The house is...
No, grab it, Cody! Sam, put some pep in your cell!
Grab it!
Fine. Where is the stupid fire extinguisher? Oh, there it is. Oh, God damn it.
Holy shit, there's a fire! Good thing I got cups of water. Hold on. Okay, here you go. Fire neutralized. Wait, hold on. There's a little tiny... Oh, God! Okay, there we go. Now the fire's neutralized.
Thank you so much, firefighter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, guys, I cannot pick up that fire extinguisher.
Too late, Cody. The fire department already came and put out the fire.
Yeah, no thanks to you, Cody. We all could have died, and it would have been your fault.
Well, hey, if you wanted the fire extinguisher that bad, you could have gotten it yourself.
Oh, I could strangle you right now.
Hey, Chef Phoebe, can you make us something to eat? We're hungry.
I'm not making anything else. The ramen's burnt. Look, you better order something. I give up.
Come on, Cody.
Dude, what was all that noise downstairs? I heard screaming.
Well, there was a fire in the kitchen, but Cody wouldn't grab the fire extinguisher.
What? Dude, do you want us all to die?
I couldn't grab the fire extinguisher because of my Butterfingers.
Bro, I'm getting tired of this Butterfingers excuse.
Me too, Cody. What are we gonna eat now?
Oh, dude, I'm kind of full off this carpet pizza.
Yeah, and I still have my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week. Wow, damn it. My Butterfingers.
That's it, Cody. Come with me to the bathroom. I'm gonna wash your hands.
Please. Please do that.
And I'm gonna eat this piece of crust in frustration.
Come on, Cody. We're gonna scrub your fingers till they're squeaky clean.
Good.
Junior! Come downstairs! I need your help right now!
Hold on, Dad!
Don't tell me to hold on! Out of my house! Come downstairs right now!
Come on, Cody. My dad needs me. What do you want, Dad?
I want you to meet your great-grandmother, Janice. See, these are her ashes.
Wait, why are there two vases?
Oh, that's because Janice was a big bitch. See, we needed two vases, almost three, but we just left a little bit behind. Who's gonna know, right?
That's cool.
So what do you want us to do, Dad?
I need you to take your great-grandmother upstairs to my room so I can see her and remember her.
Okay.
Yeah, so everybody's gonna carry a vase, all right?
Oh, I can't hold it.
I don't want to hear that. You're carrying something in my house. So you'll carry the big one since you want to complain.
I don't think I...
No, you better carry it. You better carry it, bro. Ah! Drop my grandmother, Cody. I hate you.
I'm sorry.
Cody, let's get out of here.
No, you ain't going. No one. You look, grab my grandma right here. You take this small vase because you want to mess up.
Listen, dog, it's just going to happen
again. I don't want to hear that shit. Take my grandma upstairs, boy.
Yay. Wait. Okay, that one's on you, though.
Jesus! Grandma, you are on the
floor! Cody, I think it would be best if you just go home.
Can you please help me wash my hands first?
Wait, what happened now?
Cody dropped the ashes of my great-grandma.
Jesus, just tell us you hate people already.
Somebody please help me wash my hands. I am begging you.
All right, Cody, we're going to go straight to the bathroom. Nothing's going to distract us. Let's go. There's someone at the door.
No, we washed my hands first.
That's rude. You're just gonna leave somebody at the door just waiting?
Yeah, Cody, that's rude. You have no manners. That's what's wrong with you. Come on.
I need to wash my hands.
Hold on, Cody. I gotta tie my shoe. You answer the door.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there. I'm Steve Stahlberger, and you're on the hit TV show, Hold That Baby.
Oh, no, Junior. I can't hold the baby right now. You do it.
Sorry, Sonny. We chose you. All you have to do is hold the baby for 5 seconds, and you win $10,000. So let's see what baby you're holding today. Tommy Pickles!
Oh, no, not Tommy Pickles.
All you have to do is hold him for 5 seconds. Go on.
I can't.
Are you refusing to hold this adorable baby on live television?
No, I like babies.
Well, you wouldn't want all of America to think you're a baby hater, do you?
No.
Well, go on, hold him. Did you just drop the baby? Yeah. You're a baby dropper. Everybody, boo him.
Boo! 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 Boo!
Junior, I can't believe I just dropped Tommy Pickles on national television.
Oh, dude, I saw that. That was so crazy. Everybody hates you, man.
Not me. I loved it.
You're such a bitch, Angelica. Get out of here. Go play with your doll or something.
Cynthia!
Gosh, she's so weird. She plays with dolls. I'm just gonna grab Ken and get out of here. Whoa. Damn it! I can't even hold on to Ken!
Look, Cody, we're gonna go wash your hands once and for all.
Oh, thank you, Junior.
Look, just hold on to my hand so nothing happens.
Okay.
Okay, Cody, this is the only bar of soap we have in the whole house.
You all use the same bar of soap?
Yeah, it's the family bar of soap. We don't want to waste any money, so we just take that bar of soap and rub it between our butt cheeks.
Wait, what is this, the Great Depression? You can't afford more soap?
Look, Cody, just pick up that bar of soap and wash your hands with it.
Okay. Whoa. Oh! Now I'll never clean my butterfingers.
That's it, Cody. Put your hand under the water.
Junior, water's not gonna get the butter off these fingers. It's just gonna make them more buttery.
Well, we don't have any soap unless you want to grab it from the toilet.
No.
So you're not gonna wash your hands?
I can't.
Okay, you know what? That's it. Get your stupid Ken doll and leave. Okay, Cody, pick up Ken and leave.
But I'm just gonna drop him again.
Wait, he didn't wash his hands?
He dropped the bar soap in the toilet.
Oh, dude, there's no hope for him.
Just bite into him and pick him up.
But I don't want to put teeth marks in him. Usually I'm pretty good about not using my teeth. But I guess it's the only way. He's too heavy, I can't do it.
Pick him up with your hands.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, I can do this. Damn it, it's not gonna work.
All right, Cody, I don't know what to tell you. You dropped the bar soap, I can't help you.
Junior, I have an idea. It's a little weird, but it will work.
What?
I need you to suck the butter off my fingers.
Oh, I ain't with that freaky shit, bro.
Oh, no, Cody, what do I get out of it?
I'll give you $50.
Show me the money.
Okay. There it is.
I mean, he didn't say money was on the line now.
Okay, Cody, I'll do it. Just hurry up.
Okay. Ooh. Boner alert. Boner alert. I have a boner.
Shut up, Cody. Give me the other hand.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, I'm into this. I think I discovered a new kink.
Okay, it's done.
Okay, let's see if it worked. It worked! I don't have butterfingers anymore!
Quick question. Why can't you lick your own fingers?
What?
Why couldn't he lick his own fingers to get the butter off, dude? Why did you have to do it?
Junior, I didn't have butterfingers all day. I just wanted you to suck my fingers. I have a boner.
That's a fake 50.
Back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve to deliver presents. Kringle runs the North Pole the rest of the time, and he does terrible things to us.
So what's your name?
My name is Pepper, and if my friends were here, it would be hilarious, but I'm pretty sure they're all dead. Except for maybe Orta. If I know him, he's going crazy on it.
Well, you're safe here. Kringle will never find you.
Oh, no, he'll find me. He's got a tracker in my ass. I'm his best elf. He should be here any minute. Oh, no, that must be him. Please don't let him get me. Oh, yeah, and since I'm in your house, I have to inform you that I'm a registered predator. But only for being on the side of a school during school hours on a kid.
Okay, I'm gonna go answer the door. Don't worry about anything. Hello?
What, Goodman?
Hey, Marvin.
Sorry, I thought you were gonna be Santa Claus.
I'm not Santa Claus, but I have a big sack, and I sure hope you have your house payment.
Oh, no, I don't have my house payment. I mean, it's the holidays. Can you give me this month off?
No, because I have 6 side bitches I have to buy presents for. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to come in your house, and if I see 1 single Christmas present, I'm taking it. Because if you have money for presents, you have money to pay your bills.
What the...
Now, where are those presents at?
Daddy.
What the fuck? Why is Pepper here?
You know Pepper?
Yeah, he's my 23-year-old degenerate son that I disown because he decided to ruin his life by getting arrested for peeing on a school. On a kid.
It was an accident.
You just didn't see the kid, or...
It splashed.
So he's your son?
Not anymore! I disowned him!
Can I come home?
No! Go back to the North Pole and make toys or some shit! Marvin, why'd you invite me over here?
I didn't. You came for my house payment.
Well, you don't owe me one. You can just keep Pepper.
I don't want to keep Pepper.
Well, I'm leaving.
No, Daddy.
Don't call me that, you creepy fuck.
Aww.
Where are you, Pepper? I know you're here somewhere!
Oh no, he found me!
There you are, Pepper! You're coming home with me!
Somebody hide me!
If any of you interferes, I'll blow all your brains out!
You can take him!
Okay!
No!
I got a big old candy cane waiting for you at home, Pepper!
Oh, okay.
No one feels bad about not helping him, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, I just want to let you know I'm on my way to the North Pole to get your son, but I got stuck in Charlotte again and my flight got canceled, goddammit!
Gal, come on, get in the blender.
Moo.
Yeah, it's time for you to die. Get in there.
Moo.
Yeah, you gotta be a cheeseburger.
Moo.
Oh, God, it's like they know they're gonna die. Come on, get in the blender. Go,
moo.
Go,
moo.
Go.
Moo, 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 moo.
How incredibly sad. Next!
Ooh, a double quarter pounder with cheese. That was a good cow.
Oh, no, not another mad cow. No. You're not going to be a cheeseburger. You're going in the incinerator.
What the hell's going on here?
This cow has mad cow disease, so I got to burn him.
No, you're not. You're going to make him into a cheeseburger.
But people are going to get sick.
I don't care. Ronald McDonald only cares about making a profit. Now get in the blender. Now get in the blender. Now sell it.
Jeffy, get in here. I got you McDonald's for dinner.
Marvin, where's mine?
You're vegan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, dang, you got me McDonald's for dinner? That's pee-pee, Daddy. Pee-pee.
Eat your McDonald's, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Usually you give me green beans for dinner.
Not this time.
Marvin.
Daddy, we need to go back to McDonald's because the fuckhead that worked there put a can of green beans in the box instead of the double quarter pounder.
That was me.
Daddy, you know I hate green beans.
Jeffy, you have to clear up that mess right now.
The hot food.
Marvin, where's his double quarter pounder with cheese?
I ate it. I'm going to eat the Big Mac, too.
Marvin, give him the Big Mac.
But I'm so hungry.
That's not fair, Marvin. Give him the Big Mac.
All right, Jeffy, eat the Big Mac.
All right. Oh, that looks good, Daddy.
Damn, Jeff, you ate that fast. Was it good?
It fucking sucked!
What, Jeffy? Calm down. What's wrong with you?
I'm fucking pissed!
Marvin, his eyes are all red. Is something wrong with him?
It's Jeffy. There's always something wrong with him.
Jeffy, use your words. What's wrong?
Fuck you! Bitch!
Jeffy, go to your room! He must have cracked out on all the sugar from the McDonald's.
Marvin, do you hear that noise?
It's Jeffy. Let's go check on him.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Jeffy, stop it!
Fuck this wall!
Jeffy, come here! Hold still, Jeffy!
Let me go! Milk my little udders!
Okay, I just put Jeffy in a straitjacket. I'm gonna call a doctor to find out what's going on.
I hope Jeffy's okay.
Hey there, somebody call it. Excuse me, I was speaking. How incredibly rude. You know what? I'm gonna leave.
No, we need your help.
But he shouted at me.
That's why we called you. He won't stop shouting.
Well, maybe he's just rude.
No, look how mad his eyes are.
Oh, yeah, he does have very mad red eyes. You know, I haven't seen eyes that mad since Mad Eyes McGee.
Mad Eyes McGee?
Yeah, he's this guy I went to high school with who had very mad eyes. Do you want to know why his eyes were so mad?
Can you explain it really quick?
No. I have to explain it with this lovely little animation. So come on, relax, grab a drink, go on this journey with me. So when I was in high school, there was this guy named Mad Eyes McGee whose eyes were always mad. Everyone in school always wondered why his eyes were so mad. No matter what he did, he was mad. We went to the water park, mad. We got ice cream, mad. He got all A's on his report card, mad. He met the Pope, mad. Won the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody Goger Cruise and met Zach and Cody and Mr. Mosby, mad. Found out in 1991, Mr. Mosby killed someone in a DUI accident because his blood alcohol content was 3 times the legal limit and he was sentenced to 5 years in jail but got out and won because he was good at acting. That's true, look it up. But that made him mad. He asked a girl out and she said yes. Mad. He won prom king. Mad. He won the high school football championship. Mad. For his 16th birthday, his parents got him a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon and guess what? Mad. Nothing seemed to make this dude happy. And I just couldn't take it anymore. So one day I asked him, Mad Eyes McGee, why are you so mad? And it turned out he had a stick up his ass. Not like the saying, either. I mean like an actual stick up his ass, just stuck up there. So he wouldn't let anyone take it out, so me and my friends got an idea. We decided to play tug of war, and I stood behind him. And when it was time to pull, I didn't pull the rope, I pulled the stick out of his ass. But when it came out, it ruptured his colon, and he had to get a colostomy bag. Then he was really Mad-Eyes McGee. Man, I just feel bad for making him have to poop in a bag for the rest of his life. I just thought if I pulled the stick out of his ass, it might make him happier. I guess I should have just left it up there. Anyway, you think your son might have a stick up his ass?
You can check.
Okay.
Hemorrhoids!
Well, I don't see the stick, but I do see the hemorrhoids.
Okay, so what's making him so mad?
Well, what was he doing before he got mad?
He was eating McDonald's.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, you're telling me those french fries are cold? I've been eyeing them and I didn't have dinner.
You can have one.
Okay. Let's try that out. Ew, it's all cold and squishy. Icky.
Okay, why is he mad?
Well, what was he eating from McDonald's?
A cheeseburger.
Oh, no. He could have mad cow disease.
How do you get mad cow disease?
From eating meat from a cow with mad cow disease.
Okay, so what makes you think he has mad cow disease?
Well, he has mad eyes like a mad cow would have.
Moo!
And he just mooed.
Is there a cure?
Well, the only cure I can think of is if he ate meat from a very happy cow. A cow so happy that its happy meat somehow overpowered all the mad meat.
Well, go get a happy cow!
Okay, but first I have to go tell the news to make sure nobody else eats McDonald's and gets infected.
Breaking news, McKay. Do not eat at McDonald's. There is a case of mad cow disease from someone who ate at their restaurant. Eat somewhere else instead until they can get the disease under control.
Who the shit is calling me? Hello? Where do you want to try to sleep?
Hey, Ronald, it's me, Steve.
Steve! Baby, what's going on, Stevie? Steve, you trying to hit the strip club? Stripper Steve? Big old big stripper titties in your face, Steve? Motorboat is shit! Steve!
No, Ronald, we're in very serious trouble.
What, did somebody let Grimace out of his cage again?
No.
Okay, well, is the Burger King making some bullshit commercial saying his food is better than mine, Steve?
No.
Okay, well, stop flapping your lips, Steve, because I'm starting to get impatient!
Well, apparently, we sold somebody a burger that was infected with mad cow disease.
Okay, give him a refund.
Well, Ronald, I think this is more serious than a refund.
Okay, then write him a check for like $2 million or some shit. Settle out of court as shit, Steve! You know how we do it, baby. We'll be back in 15 minutes or less.
But, Ronald, more people are gonna get sick.
Hey, Steve, you remember that stupid-ass, dumb-ass old lady that spilled coffee on herself and then tried to settle out of court? So we did the same thing, Steve. I'm starting to think we should put a warning label on the french fries so people know they're salty, Steve. Even a two-year-old knows the coffee is hot, Steve!
Yes, I understand that, Ronald, but the FDA is breathing down our necks.
Steve, don't talk to me about the DEA. I did all the coke last night. They got not gonna find shit on me.
No, Ronald, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, those assholes. You know what, Steve? I got a genius idea. I'm gonna hold an emergency press conference, and I'm gonna tell people it's like Mayor McCheese's birthday or some shit, and give them free McFlurries for a whole ass day. I'm gonna see people walking down the streets, double-fisting McFlurries. They're gonna have so much ice cream in their stomachs, they're just gonna shit the mad cow disease out their ass, Steve.
Ronald, I don't think you should be giving a press conference.
Steve! When's the last time I said something bad?
My wife's funeral?
Steve, all I said was rest in peace, you stupid, dumbass, bimbo, gold-digging slut whore.
Thanks, Ronald.
But hey, but seriously, God bless his soul or some shit, okay?
Ronald, I just don't think you're fit to be speaking to the public.
Steve, I'm sober, baby. Listen, no one's better fit to speak to the public than me. But hey, I'm not shaving, though, but hey, you'll see me on TV. I'll talk to you later, baby. Let's do this shit.
Breaking news, McKay. Ronald McDonald is holding an emergency press conference about the mad cow disease outbreak. Let's go to that now.
All right, let's get this shit over with. Hey, calm down on the flash photography. I'm hungover as shit. Seriously, it's $5 a photo, and I will come by after to collect my money. I'm just kidding. I'm playing. It's $6 a photo, and seriously, I will beat your ass if you don't pay me after this. So, I heard that some asshole kid got mad pig disease or some shit from eating my delicious, nutritious food. And I got one thing to say to him. Hey, kid! Guess whose birthday it is? Mayor McCheese. And because of his birthday, I'm gonna give away free McFlurries for today and today only. Hey, asshole, you think you got enough pictures? You Tough guy, huh? Yeah, piece of shit! Where was I? Limited two McFlurries per person. Today only. I want everyone double-fisting that shit. I want hashtag on your Instagram. Hashtag I love Mayor McCheese happy birthday. And also hashtag F you Burger King, your food sucks dick. That's right. I know you're watching this Burger King. And if my food has mad cow disease, then your chicken nuggets are made from the Wuhan bat. And your Whopper is made from the bubonic plague, you piece of shit. F you, turn off the TV, asshole.
Oh, Ronald. Okay, I found a cow.
Moo!
Oh my god, Marvin, he's so cute. Who's a good little cow?
Moo!
Oh my god, Marvin, I love him. Can we keep him forever?
No, we gotta kill him so Jeffy can eat him.
What? No!
Baby, we have to.
Marvin, no!
If you're gonna cry, you need to leave. So how do we make the cow happy?
Well, I can jerk him off.
I don't think you have to do that.
You're right. That should be our last resort. Okay, cow, sit back. I'm going to give you a cow-mity show.
Moo!
Yeah, okay. So how do you count cows?
Moo!
With a calculator.
Moo!
Yeah, you like that one? Okay, how about this one? What do you call a cow with no legs?
Moo!
Ground beef.
Boo!
No, okay. How about this one? What's black and white and red all over?
Moo?
You, when you cheer up, because we're going to kill you.
Boo!
Oh, no, you didn't like that one either. Okay, how about this? Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
Moo?
Because they lack toes.
Moo!
Yeah, that's good. Okay, it's happy. Quick, Jeffy, eat them! Quick, swallow before it gets sad!
Dang, look, I'm happy again!
I knew that happy cow meat would overpower the mad cow meat. Looks like my work here is done. Hey there, I'm Steve Stahlberger, here on behalf of McDonald's.
McDonald's? We were gonna sue you guys because my son got mad cow disease from eating your burger.
Well, we'd like to settle out of court.
Ooh, Jeffy, you're about to get a huge payday. I'm talking millions.
$100!
That's it?
Yeah, people are pretty distracted by those two free McFlurries. They're deep-throating that shit left and right. So here you go.
Well, I'm the one who suffered, so this is mine.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I could use some nummy in my tummy.
Well, Chef PB should be done cooking dinner soon.
All right, guys, dinner's ready.
Ugh, smells like shit.
Hey, Cody, watch your mouth. That's chicken jambalaya.
I don't see any chicken.
Oh, that's what the Nutter Butters are for.
You substituted Nutter Butters for chicken?
Oh, shut up, just eat. God, stop being choicy.
Why is there a can lid in there?
Yeah, we're not eating this.
I'll eat it for $5.
Joseph, I'm not going to pay you to get food poisoning.
How about we just drive to McDonald's?
But we're not old enough to drive.
Yeah, we don't have a license, dude.
Do we know anyone with a license?
Well, Ken has a driver's license.
Well, he doesn't have a driver's license.
He's a dog, dude.
He's not a dog, Joseph. Of course he has a driver's license. How else could he be a race car driver?
Well, then show us the driver's license.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get it out of his wallet. Boom, read it and weep, chumps.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's definitely fake.
Yeah, it looks fake, Cody.
It's not fake, it's very real.
Why is Ken so orange?
Oh, he had a sunburn that day. Yeah, I told him not to get his driver's license photo done when he had a sunburn, but he didn't listen. He just had to drive.
His last name is Carson?
Yep, and one day I'm going to be Cody Carson. And look, he's even an organ donor.
He can't be an organ donor, he's plastic, dude.
What if G.I. Joe needs a kidney, Joseph?
A plastic kidney, Cody?
Shut up, Joseph.
Wait, it says right here, Ken was born in 1961? That means Ken is over 60 years old.
Yeah, but age is but a number.
But you're under 18, so that's wrong.
No, it's not wrong, because he's a...
He's a doll?
No, he's not a doll, Joseph.
Well, if he was a doll, Cody, it wouldn't be weird. If he was made in 1961, that's fine. But if he was born in 1961, then he's a predator.
No, he's not a predator. He has Benjamin Button disease, so he's basically 17.
Dude, if he wasn't plastic, I'd be calling the cops right now.
Well, look, guys, he has a driver's license, okay?
Can he drive?
Can he drive? Did Chick Thunder Hicks sign with Dynaco? Yes, he did. And Lightning McQueen signed with Rusty's. I watched Cars last night. Just a little bit of Pixar trivia for you.
Can Ken drive us to McDonald's?
No.
What's the point of that, dude?
Well, why can't he drive us?
Well, because he can't drive at night because he has astigmatism.
What? What do you mean? His eyes are bad?
Yeah, he has bad eyes, okay? Look, when God gives you washboard abs and a perfect ass and a giant wang, he has to take away something.
So Ken can't drive us to McDonald's. What if we duct tape him to the steering wheel and then you drive the car and it looks like Ken's driving it and we have someone with a license and at least in the car...
I don't know.
Look, Ken. Look, just you and Ken, follow me. Look. Okay, Cody, I duct tape Ken to the steering wheel. So if we get pulled over, just say Ken was driving.
But I don't want Ken to get in trouble.
Well, then don't get pulled over.
But I don't even really know how to drive. I can't even see over the steering wheel.
All you do is press the gas pedal and then move the steering wheel back and forth.
This seems like a bad idea.
I want to go to McDonald's.
Okay, put it in drive, I guess. Okay.
Oh, man, Simmons, I hate the night shift. I'm so tired. I think I'm going to take a nap. Just wake me up if any crimes happen.
All right, mate. I'm going to test out the equipment and make sure it's working properly. I'm going to start with the lights.
Simmons, you turned the siren on!
Yeah, I'm just testing out the lights to see if they work.
But Simmons, stop staring at the lights. It's bad for your eyes.
You know what else is bad for your eyes? A pencil.
Well, yeah, I guess that would be bad for your eyes. Any sharp object is bad for your eyes.
And bricks are bad for your teeth.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't chew on bricks. Oh, Simmons, did you see that car? He was flying!
He wasn't flying, he was driving.
Well, no, I meant he was going fast. Come on, we're gonna get him.
Cody, the cops are behind us.
Oh, shit.
Pull over.
All right, they pulled over. Look, I'm really tired. I'm just going to give them a warning and let them go so I can go back to my nap.
Wait, mate, before you go, aren't carrots good for your eyes?
I mean, that's what I've heard, yeah.
So I can poke myself in the eye with a carrot and be all right?
No, they're not for poking yourself in the eye, Simmons. They're for eating.
Well, then if I eat them, then it means they're good for my mouth.
Well, I'll let you figure that out while I'm gone.
What's wrong, Cody?
I'm having a panic attack. I don't want to go to jail. What if they make me be the top? That's too much pressure. I can't last that long.
Cody, let me get in the driver's seat and I'll do all the talking.
You're gonna screw this up.
No, Cody, trust me. I know how to talk to cops.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Can I see your driver's license?
Here you go, officer.
Thank you. That's not you.
This is the guy on the steering wheel.
Oh, he appears to be duct taped to the steering wheel. Oh. Well, I'm not going after him. I am too tired for this.
Junior, what the hell are you doing?
Not going to jail, that's what I'm doing. I gave him a fake ID.
That wasn't a fake ID, that was Ken's ID.
He's a dog, dude.
He's not an dog, Sam.
McDonald's, here we come.
No McDonald's. Take us home.
Woo! We got our McDonald's.
You know I love my nuggies, dude.
Guys, we just ran from the cops.
And we got away.
This is not my first time running from them.
And we're never gonna get caught.
Yes, we will, because they have Ken's driver's license.
It's fake anyway, dude.
Yeah, it's not even real.
It is real, and now they're gonna come looking for him.
Cody, just shut up and eat your Elemental Happy Meal.
Well, I've never even seen Elemental. You guys want to go watch it?
Well, if we're going to go watch it, we have to go watch it now because it's only in theaters.
What are you talking about?
It means you can only watch it in theaters, and when it leaves theaters, they're going to delete the file.
From history, dude.
They're never going to release it on DVD, and they're never going to put it on a streaming service.
That would be ridiculous.
Well, no, it's Pixar's plan. See, they want people to run to the theaters and watch it now, and then they're going to delete the file.
But no, I think what they mean is it's only in theaters for now.
Well, then why doesn't it say only in theaters for now? Why doesn't it say only in theaters for now, DVD later, streaming later?
They can't fit all that on the box.
There's plenty of space on that box, dude.
Yeah, they could have fit it right here.
Well, look, do you guys want to go see it or not?
Yeah, let's go see it.
Yeah, let's go, dude.
Well, guess what? We can't because we spent all of our money on McDonald's.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, we have Ken's real name now, so we can apply for a credit card in Ken's name.
Oh, dude, he's perfect for this. Let's do it.
No. We don't want to ruin Ken's credit. He has a perfect credit score.
Well, that means we can get a higher credit limit. And also, we can apply for loans in Ken's name.
More money, dude.
Yes, let's go apply for loans in Ken's name.
No.
All right, Cody, we got a credit card in Ken's name.
And a $20,000 personal loan with an 8.6% interest rate.
And it's a balloon loan, so the interest rate rises every year.
And they give us free balloons.
But that's financially irresponsible, and you're not going to get any balloons.
Well, look, Cody, we have a credit card and $20,000, all thanks to Ken's information.
But guys, this is a crime, because Ken can't, he can't, he's...
What, he's a doll?
No, he's human. It's just, this is identity theft, because you can't take out a loan in Ken's name.
Well, he told us we could do it.
Yeah, he's cool with it.
No, he didn't. He was me the whole time, and he didn't say that.
Well, look, Cody, with this $20,000, we can go see Elemental.
We could buy Elemental, dude.
Yeah, we could, the whole theater.
Guys, you're going to have to pay that money back eventually.
Ken has to pay that money back.
But we should still return the money.
Look, Cody, no one's gonna stop us.
The police might.
Who says that's the police? That might just be Pixar asking us to go see Elemental.
Pixar's not gonna go door-to-door asking you to see their movie.
Oh, yes, they are, Cody. Pixar, have you seen their last few movies? They're in their flop era. Hello?
Hey there, I'm looking for a Ken Carson. I tried to pull him over earlier and he sped off.
I've never seen that guy before.
Wait, weren't you in the car with him when he sped off?
Oh yeah, that guy! He kidnapped me and my friends and then he dropped us off at McDonald's and then went to Mexico.
What? Okay, well would you be willing to testify to that in court?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, so you don't know where he would be?
Maybe Mexico, but he's definitely not on my couch upstairs.
Okay, I'm gonna go check your couch.
Well, you don't have a warrant, so you can't come in.
This house smells like weed, so I'm going to have to come in because I have probable cause.
It doesn't smell like weed.
And also, his address is right here on the driver's license, and that's your house, so I'm coming in.
What, Cody? Cody, you put my address as Ken's address on his driver's license?
Oh, no, I didn't do that. The DMV did that.
Excuse me, anybody seen a Ken Carson?
No.
Oh, you lying bastard. He's right there. Okay, Mr. Carson, put your hands up. Thank you. Now you're under arrest for fleeing the police. Wait, where did you kids get all that money?
Lemonade stand.
What are you putting in the lemonade that you're getting that kind of money?
Crack.
Mm-hmm. You're putting crack in your lemonade?
Well, no, but people say it's so good it might as well be crack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there crack in the lemonade or not?
No.
Okay, then where did you get the money?
Okay, so look, we found out that Ken has a driver's license, even though he's a doll, so we applied for a bunch of loans and credit cards in his name because we wanted money.
Wait, you applied for loans and credit cards in his name? That's fraud.
Well, no, he told us to do it, and he has no plans on paying it back, so we're going to keep the money, and he needs to get in trouble.
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right. That is his fault. Okay, Mr. Carson, you're under arrest. Come on.
Order. I am Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Kenneth Carson. Kenneth, you have been on quite a crime spree lately. Speeding, evading the police, resisting arrest, bank fraud, etc., etc. Kenneth, how do you explain yourself? You wipe that smug smile off your face, mister. You are showing no remorse for your actions.
Oh, sorry, Your Honor. He actually just got Botox in his face. That's why he can't stop smiling. But trust me, he is very remorseful for the actions he didn't do.
Oh, my name's Kenneth. I'm so remorseful for breaking the law. Do I look remorseful? No. How do you plead, Kenneth?
Ken, say something.
Well, are you going to say something? You have to plead guilty, not guilty, my bad, the fifth, something.
Not guilty. He said not guilty, Your Honor.
Interesting. Well, let me tell you why you're wrong and why you are guilty. Because you handed your driver's license to the police just before you sped away in your car like Fred Flintstone kicking his little feet. Unless, of course, you're saying that wasn't you driving the car. Oh, please say that. I would love for you to say that. Because then I could fuck you every day of the week and twice on Sunday. So please, I dare you to say that.
It wasn't me driving the car.
Oh, I am so glad you said that. Because I have one more piece of evidence. Officer Guy, show him the body cam footage of you pulling him over. Go ahead, show him.
If everyone would look at the screen, please. You can clearly see Kenneth is driving the car. He's even duct taped to the steering wheel. And there are kids in the car, so he's also endangering children. So you can probably add some charges for that.
Oh, so close, but so fucking guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You see, you can't fake body cam footage. And that's clearly you driving the car. Oh, now, I don't even have to ask you about the bank fraud. Because if you would lie about the car, you'd obviously lie about the bank fraud. So once a liar, always a liar. Get there! Now, usually, I would give you 4 years in prison, but because you lied to my face, I am giving you 34 years in prison. That's right, an extra 30 years for lying. I don't like liars. Take him away, bailiff! Don't lie, kids.
34 years?
Sorry, kid, he's coming with me.
Ken! Yeah.
What's wrong, Cody? Did you get your wiener stuck in your zipper again?
And also, Ken got 34 years in prison, and it's all because of you guys.
Hold on. Is it really because of us, dude?
Yeah, at some point, Ken has to take responsibility for his own actions.
Well, this was all your idea.
No, Ken was the one who got duct taped to the steering wheel and sped off, and he was also the one that get these loans out in his name.
But you guys did all that.
Yeah, and Ken could have stopped us.
Yep, he has a voice, unless he's a doll, dude.
No, he's not a doll. He's just shy.
See, so Ken could have spoke up, and he chose not to.
God damn it, Ken needs to learn to stick up for himself.
Yeah, so me and Joseph decided to split the $20,000, $10,000 each, and we're going to give you the credit card.
I should get all of it because this is all your fault, and also I need the money to pay for Ken's commissary. He's going to need to buy a lot of preparation H for the ass pound he's going to take, and Swiss rolls. Ken loves his Swiss rolls.
So how about you go visit Ken in prison and find out if he even needs the money?
Okay, I'll go see if he's a top or a bottom.
All right, let's take the $20,000 and hide it.
Hell yeah. Hey, Ken, how's prison? Your cellmate's not going too rough on you, is he?
Hey, Kenneth, me and you, round three tonight. Your face on the ground!
Oh, he's making you be the bottom? Lucky. Oh, Ken, I just wish I could reach through these bars and grab you. It's not fair. It's just not fair. What? Ken, you escaped. Come on, quick.
Hey, you owe me round three!
Guys, I just broke Ken out of jail.
Why would you do that, Cody? Now you're gonna get in trouble.
Well, he just kind of fell through the bars and I just grabbed him. Look, hopefully nobody will even notice he's missing.
Okay, inmates, lights out. No more weenies and butts. At least not with the lights on.
But officer!
No butts or weenies in those butts.
I can't put my weenie in a butt because my butt's gone.
What happened to your butt?
I ain't here.
Wait, you're telling me your cellmate escaped?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
I gotta find him.
So guys, what happened to that $20,000? Because we should probably give it back to the bank.
Ooh.
What happened?
Well, you see, we gave that $20,000 away.
But to who?
Well, there was these two blind kids going door to door trying to raise money for new eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was $10,000 per eye.
Yeah.
So we only had $20,000, so that means only one kid got new eyes. So we made them play rock, paper, scissors to see who got new eyes.
How did they know who won?
Well, we told them, and it was a draw three times in a row.
Mm-hmm. Three times.
So they decided to get one eye each. You know, an eye for an eye.
That's not really relevant here, but okay.
Yeah, so we gave the $20,000 so they both could get one eye. Don't you think that's worth it?
Well, as long as it went to a good cause. Freeze! You're under arrest for helping a fugitive, and you're under arrest for being a fugitive.
What's going on, officer?
Well, Mr. Cody here helped Mr. Carson escape from jail, so now they're both going to the slammer. Do I at least get Ken's cellmate? No, you're going to an all-women's prison. Junior, help me!
Is there anything we can do, officer?
I don't know. I'm just so pissed off because my wife racked up $20,000 of credit card debt. So I really need $20,000. I would do just about anything for $20,000. I'd probably let these two go for $20,000.
Dude!
Do we give them the money?
No!
We might have $20,000.
But what about the blind kids?
We made it up.
What, you made that up?
Yeah, because me and Joseph wanted to buy a soft serve ice cream machine.
Bro, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Cosmopolitan, Cody, because it's cosmopolitan.
Guys, help me!
Give him the money, Joseph.
Here, have the money.
Wow, that's really nice of you guys. So I guess because you did that, I can let these two go.
Well, I have a question for you. So is this weird? So Ken was born in 1961, and he's dating a minor.
Okay, well, I can't just let that slide.
Ken, run! Catch him if you can. Okay, Ronald, Santa's here to talk about being on the Happy Meal box.
Perfect. Santa! My God, put it there! Let me ask you something. Am I on the naughty and nice list? Don't tell me! I'm naughty as shit! So, Santa, let's talk money.
Let's talk cheese.
I love cheese on my quarter pounders. So, Santa baby, what's it gonna take to get your face on my McDonald's Happy Meal box?
Well, I'm gonna need $100 million.
Holy shit, Stevie's on crack.
Well, he is Santa Claus, Ronald. He wants money.
You're right. We gotta talk business. Santa, I'm a businessman. You're a businessman. Let's talk business. Let's push the $100 million to the side. How about I offer you a 3-year supply of McDonald's quarter pounders, and I throw in a free small french fry?
Well, I'm on a diet,
clearly.
I do like burgers, but I will need some moolah, too.
Huh, you want to watch some moolah, too, the Hawaiian bitch? Steve, buy Santa some tickets to moolah, too, the Hawaiian bitch. IMAX.
Well, no, Ronald, not Moana. He wants money.
Obviously, Steve, I'm not a dumbass. I got my doctorate from Mary McCheese. I got my doctorate from Mary McCheese. So, Santa, do we have a deal?
Well, I need $100 million, or I'm out of here.
Get out of here, you dumbass, bitch-ass, ugly-ass, red-ass, jolly, jolly-ass, pomegranate-head, wrinkly ball what?
You're just angry.
Yeah, I'm angry, Steve. I'm pissed off. I want to get back at Santa. Who hates Santa the most? Let me think. Steve, who hates Santa the most?
The Grinch?
No, the green guy.
The Grinch.
Yeah, the Grinch. Go get me the Grinch, Steve.
Okay, Ronald, I got the Grinch.
Perfect. Holy shit, you are ugly as shit.
Thank you.
Ugh, you smell like garbage.
I live in the garbage.
Okay, well, do you hate Santa?
Of course I hate Santa Claus. I hate Christmas. I hate everything about Christmas.
Perfect. That's why I think you'll be a perfect fit for your face on my McDonald's Happy Meal box.
What's in it?
Well, nothing right now, but eventually it'll have, like, chicken nuggets, maybe a burger, some french fries and a drink.
Will this make kids happy?
Well, yeah.
Well, then I don't want to do it! I don't want kids to be happy! I don't want anyone to be happy! I want them to get nothing!
Did you say nothing?
Nothing!
Oh, shit. Nothing! You're a genius, Steve! Nothing! We give them nothing! We call it the Grinch Happy Meal! Because they get nothing because he stole it! Steve, people are gonna be paying premium Happy Meal prices for an empty box! We're gonna make billions, Steve! Billions!
But Ronald,
billions!
People are gonna be
billions! We're doing it, Steve! Hey, you got yourself a deal. Quit doing business with you.
What do I get out of it?
Nothing. I guess the kids are sad. Isn't that what you wanted?
Perfect.
All right, Steve. Get to making it. Go! Sell it!
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Aw, dude, did you hear about those drones flying around in New Jersey? What do you think they are?
Drones?
Oh.
Guys, look, they have a Grinch Happy Meal at McDonald's now.
You're on TikTok, Cody?
Yeah, honestly, sometimes you guys are kind of boring. You're always like, what do you guys want to do today? And Joseph's like, I don't know, dude, I'm bored.
Dude, did you hear they're going to ban TikTok for real, for real?
They've been saying that for like a year now.
No, they actually mean it this time. Like, they gave a date and everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
They have Grinch Happy Meals at McDonald's? We should totally get some.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, that would be sick. We need to.
Let's see if Sheffy will take us.
Ooh.
Wait, guys, look. Look, the news. The news is on, guys, the news.
Breaking news, MK. McDonald's Grinch Happy Meals are banned in the United States because people hate the Grinch and they love Christmas. Canada is the only place that will sell the Grinch Happy Meal. The spokesperson for McDonald's, Ronald McDonald, has this to say.
This is bullshit!
No way.
Dude, this blows like a whale, you know?
Okay.
I didn't know Cody's mom sucked people off.
Well, there it is.
All right, guys, let's go to Canada.
Canada, why?
Because we need the Grinch Happy Meal, Cody.
Yeah, it's a collector's edition. We need it, dude.
Yeah, we need the box.
Guys, we could just get a regular Happy Meal.
No, we need the Grinch box with the toy.
But, guys, it's all the way up in Canada. We live in Florida. That's like the farthest north you can go.
The farthest north you can go, Cody, is the North Pole, idiot.
Stupid.
Yeah, I thought you were smart. Take those glasses off.
What? The glasses aren't a symbol of intelligence. They're so I can see.
All right, so since you're the one who lost this argument, you need to go to Canada to get our Happy Meal.
What? Me? Go to Canada? How the hell am I going to get to Canada? One, I don't have a passport, and two, I don't have any money.
You don't need a passport to go to Canada if you're in America. You just need your birth certificate. And don't you have your birth certificate in your back pocket?
Well, yeah, but that's for emergencies.
Okay, well, go to Canada.
What, but, okay, even if I can go to Canada, I don't have any money for plane tickets.
Don't you have a $1,000 Delta Airlines flight credit on your account?
Well, yeah, but that's for emergencies.
Well, then go. You're the only one that can go to Canada. You're the only one that gets a plane ticket, so go.
But still, guys, it's all the way up in Canada.
Dude, you'll easily pass as a Canadian and they'll give it to you.
How so?
Because you look like a Canadian. You like maple syrup and Degrassi, right?
Yeah, I do like those things. Okay, fine. I'll go to Canada. Stupid Canada.
Make sure to get 3 Happy Meals for us.
All right, guys, here's our stupid-ass Grinch Happy Meals.
Thanks, buddy.
Why are you so mad, Cody?
Oh, why am I mad? You want to know why I'm mad? Oh, I'll tell you why I'm mad. Well, first of all, my layover was in Charlotte, the worst airport in the world. All the people movers were broken, like always, which is a problem because they don't have any kind of transit system, so you have to walk fucking everywhere. So I missed my connecting flight because my last plane was delayed due to mechanical issues. Fuck you, American Airlines. So then the lady behind the desk was like, I'm sorry, we don't have any more flights to Toronto today, but we can get you a flight in the morning. And I'm like, I can't book a fucking hotel room. I'm a child. So then she twiddled her thumbs for what felt like 3 hours, and then poof, she pulled a flight out of her ass. But then I got a window seat between this old couple, and they wouldn't stop talking about the weather in South Carolina. Hey, you want to know what they say about the weather in South Carolina? If you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. That's not a South Carolina saying. That's an everywhere saying, asshole. So then I land in Toronto, and I sit on the tarmac for 2 hours, and I have to piss, but I can't get up because the fastened seatbelt sign is on. We're on the ground. What could possibly happen? We're basically a bus at this point. Just let me get up and piss. So then we get off the plane, and I finally find a bathroom. But then the stall I go in, the toilet is full of shit. Just a mountain of it. Just stacked like a Jenga tower. It was like one person shit in it, and then another person, and then it was like a pay it forward chain of shit. Thank God there was a McDonald's in the airport, so I got the 3 Happy Meals, but then I went to get it back on the plane, and then I had to go through customs. And then the custom agent is like, is there anything in these Happy Meal boxes we should be worried about? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I bought them at the airport. If they're okay in there, they should be okay in here. So yeah, then I get a layover in Charlotte again. The flight's delayed. I come back home, and there. There are your fucking Happy Meal boxes.
Okay, let's open them up, guys.
Yeah!
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, dude.
Cody, There's nothing in here.
Dude, the box is empty.
You have got to be fucking kidding me.
What'd you do wrong, Cody?
Oh, fuck you. I didn't do anything wrong. I got your box, okay? That's what I did.
But you forgot the food.
Yeah, there's nothing in here.
Maybe customs took it. I don't know. And honestly, I don't care anymore.
Well, we wanted the toy and all the stuff that came inside it.
Mm-hmm, the whole Grinch meal.
I am not going back to Toronto. You can't make me go back to Charlotte Airport. I am never laying over there ever again. I won't do it.
But Cody, we want the stuff that came in the box.
Well, maybe we should just go get normal McDonald's and put it in the box.
No, we want the Grinch toy. There had to be a Grinch toy.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not doing it again.
But, oh, come on. You know what? We're going to call the Grinch.
Mm-hmm. Call the Grinch?
Yeah, we're going to call the Grinch and ask him why his meal came with nothing.
Yep.
Okay, Junior, what is the Grinch's phone number?
Maybe he doesn't have a phone, but we can summon the Grinch.
Summon the Grinch.
Yeah, so, you know, he only attacks on Christmas, right? So we just make him think that today is Christmas, and then he'll show up.
Mm. Junior, I'm sure he has a calendar. I think he knows when Christmas is.
No, if we go lay down in my bed and we go, I can't wait for Christmas tomorrow, he's going to hear that, and he's going to attack.
Ooh, and we can put snow down on the ground, like, ooh, it's snowing! Oh,
yeah.
My God!
Okay, well, first of all, Joseph, it doesn't always snow on Christmas. In fact, it hasn't snowed on Christmas here in literally decades. And also, Junior, I don't think the Grinch is listening.
Well, maybe he is, and ooh, you know what he loves? He loves to steal the last can of hoo-hash.
You're right, dude.
But, Junior, don't you have an abundance of hoo-hash?
Yeah, in the pantry, but if we go get Chef Peavy to make a hoo-hash casserole and we leave out one can, we'd have one last can of hoo-hash.
Junior, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. I don't know what hoo-hash is.
Cody, look, just go lay down in the bed.
Oh, I was going to do that anyway. I've been awake for like 48 hours.
And then I'll grab one can of hoo-hash and put it between us, and it's the last can, and he will wake us up when he tries to steal it.
Okay, I like the part where I lay in bed.
All right, let me get the can of hoo-hash. Heads up.
Wow, Junior, wow. Are you kidding me? You have the whole bed and that's where you throw it?
I said heads up, and I was just trying to toss it in bed. It was heavy. All right, so the can's between us, the last can of hoo-hash, and when the Grinch tries to reach it, he's going to wake us up. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm snug as a bug in a rug.
I ain't going to lie, dude. This is pretty gay. You know, laying in the bed with three men. Ugh, this is some Charlie Sheen shit.
I don't get it.
He means like 2.5 men, the show with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't you have to be half a man then?
No, he'd have to be a kid. The half man is a kid. It's Charlie Sheen and his brother and a kid.
Mm-hmm, and we're kids.
So it would be 3 half men, or actually a man and a half.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking
about. We're talking about human fractions, Junior.
Well, mm-hmm. I've never seen the show. All right, look, let's just go to bed, guys.
I'm not staying, dude. That's what I was trying to say. It's kind of gay. Like, I'm out of here.
He could have just said that. All right, let's make sure that you're taking off the blanket, Cody.
No,
damn.
No, I wasn't.
All right, so let's make sure the Grinch knows there's the last can of hoo-hash. Oh, no! There's one last can of hoo-hash. No one steal it, please.
Now I'm not as snug as a bug in any floor accessory.
Oh, I hate Christmas! Absolutely hate it! What do you want, Max? Can't you see I'm suffering? But someone has their last can of hoo-hash, but it's not Christmas yet! I must steal the last can of hoo-hash!
Oh, man. I sure do love sitting in my squad car and drinking a nice hot cup of hot chocolate. Wait, is that the Grinch? No, it can't be. It's not even Christmas yet. He's not allowed to steal things before Christmas. I better get out and see what he's doing.
Hey, bud, come talk to me for a minute. Cut all that out.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You're not thinking about robbing that house, are you?
Oh, of course I am.
Oh, no, you're not, because you're only allowed to rob people on Christmas. You know the rules.
Well, they know the rules, too, and they put out the last can of hoo-hash before Christmas.
Well, I don't care if they have a whole feast of roast beast in there. Oh, how the roast beast they feast. You're not allowed to purge until Christmas.
But I gotta do what I do.
Yeah, you got any weapons on you, bud?
No, all I have is my wallet.
Hey, I didn't say you could reach for anything.
Jesus, Junior, do you hear all the gunfire outside your window? It's like you live in Ukraine.
Maybe the neighbor's shooting a raccoon.
There would be nothing left of the raccoon by this point. Maybe it's a bear.
Oh, what? The Grinch hasn't taken the last can of hoo-hash.
Yeah, well, maybe he's afraid to walk through the war zone outside. Or maybe, just maybe, he's not fucking real and he's a Dr. Seuss character.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry, it's been a long day.
Well, if the Grinch isn't gonna show up, then there's only one other way to get the Grinch Happy Meal. We need to go talk to Santa Claus.
What?
We need to fly to the North Pole.
No, no, I am not going back to Charlotte Airport. You could not make me go back to Charlotte.
All right, let's go. We got less than a week till Christmas.
Santa, you have visitors.
Visitors? Tell them to come on in.
Hi, Santa Claus.
What do you boys want?
Well, for one, I'd like you to demolish the Charlotte Airport.
Consider it done. I hate that place. Every time I go there, I want to kill myself.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Anyway, Santa, the thing I want is See, the McDonald's in Canada has a Grinch Happy Meal, and they don't sell it in America. So we flew from Florida to the North Pole to ask you to get us the Grinch Happy Meal from Canada.
So you flew all the way from Florida to the North Pole to ask me to get you a Happy Meal when you could have just went there and got it yourself.
Well, I sent Cody to Canada, but he did it wrong.
No, I did it fine.
Well, he didn't get the toy, so I was wondering if you could just get us the Grinch Happy Meal with the toy in it.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay. Santa, I just have one more request. Can you please just poof us back home? If I have to get on one more goddamn airplane, I'm going to lose my mind.
Consider it done.
But is he not going to get us the...
Well, Junior, that was a colossal waste of fucking time.
And we never got the Grinch Happy Meal.
The box is right here, Junior. It's right here. It's right fucking goddamn sucking here.
Guys, are you ready to eat food?
Oh yeah, dude.
Who does that? Who says, so guys, are you ready to eat food before they eat food? People just eat food when they're ready to eat food. You actually told us we couldn't eat until you set up all the food and said, so guys, are you ready to eat food?
I don't know, Cody. I just wanted to narrate it in case someone's watching us.
Who could possibly be watching us eat?
Come on. Go ahead and eat.
I don't think anyone's watching us eat, Cody. I just like to talk before I do stuff. Shut up.
Junior, do you really need a quadruple cheeseburger with bacon?
Do you really need to wear glasses?
Well, yes, actually. A doctor told me I have to wear these.
Well, a doctor told me I need to eat this quadruple cheeseburger.
I highly doubt that. Actually, I bet a doctor would tell you not to eat that.
Well, do you really need 6 corn dogs?
Okay, listen. How many holes does the male human body have?
Not 6.
Oh, yeah? Count with me. 2 ear holes, 2 nose holes.
A mouth.
And...
Ew, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Only one of these is for eating.
Okay, let's just hurry up and eat, guys, so we can do other stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so full.
Me too. Dude, too many tater tots and mozzie sticks.
I ate the entire quadruple cheeseburger.
My ass.
Oh. You guys want to go swimming?
Dude, what the hell's wrong with you?
Junior, it's dark outside.
My pool is lit up, Cody.
Dude, it's October.
Well, we never went swimming one time during the summertime, so I want to swim before it gets too cold outside, so come on, guys.
Okay. Junior's being pretty gay, huh? He just wants me to take my shirt off so he can see my abs.
Yeah, that sounds like Junior.
Cowabunga!
Woohoo! Dude, I'm having so much fun!
Yeah, I love swinging in the pool. Come on, Cody, get in!
Nah, I should probably wait 30 minutes so I don't get a tummy cramp.
Pussy!
Yeah, Cody, that's just a myth. You don't have to wait 30 minutes after eating to swim.
But guys, my tummy, I don't want it to cramp.
You're such a crybaby, Cody.
Dude, get in! The water's fine!
Wait, Joseph, you okay?
Well, Junior, I think Joseph's drowning.
Joseph's not drowning.
I think he is.
What? Joseph?
Joseph?
I don't see him.
I don't see his body anywhere.
Well, it is nighttime, and he is black.
Junior, he has to be around here somewhere. Look for him.
Okay, I'll look. Joseph!
Joseph,
are you in here, buddy?
Joseph?
I literally don't see him. Let me get out of the pool, and let's go get Chef Pee-Pee to help.
Okay, good idea. Junior, what are you doing? Just get out.
I can't get out of the pool.
What do you mean you can't get out? Just pull yourself up.
I physically cannot get out of the pool.
Junior, it's not the fucking Sims. You don't need a ladder. Just pull yourself out of the pool.
Look, I'll try. I just can't get myself up.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have had a quadruple cheeseburger with bacon.
Well, it's not the cheeseburger's fault. I just can't get out.
Maybe you're having a tummy cramp because you ate so much.
No, that's not it, Cody. Grab my arm.
Okay, fine.
Grab my arm.
Jesus, Junior, you're heavy as fuck. Maybe you shouldn't have had that quadruple cheeseburger with bacon.
It's not the cheeseburger. The pool won't let me go. Call the cops.
The cops? What are they going to do, arrest your pool?
Call the cops. The pool will not let me leave. Like, something's pulling me in the pool. It won't let me get out.
Okay, whatever. I'll call the cops.
Call the cops. Let go of me. Let go of me, pool. Cody!
Hey there. Somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. There's a monster in the pool and he won't let me leave.
A monster in the pool? I don't see any monsters.
No, he's in the pool. He won't let me leave. See, look, I can't get out of the pool.
You know, this reminds me of a time I refused to get out of a pool.
You refused to get out of a pool?
Yeah, let me tell you about it.
So when I was in high school, I was on the swim team, the girls' swim team. See, I wasn't fast enough to be on the boys' team, so I went up against the girls, and I would still come in fourth place. But I swam slow for other reasons. Anyway, one day I was in a race, and I actually wanted to win this one. I swam so fast, my swim trunks came off, and I couldn't find them. Then all the girls got out of the pool, and the coach said, "Guy, come on out." And I said, "No." And he said, Guy, get your ass out of the pool. It's time for the boys to swim. But I didn't want to get out. I didn't want the girls' swim team to see my small, shriveled up package. So I was trying to think of a way to distract everybody. And that's when I saw Paul's the fire alarm Paul. He was a kid that would pull the fire alarm if you dared him to. So I said, hey, Paul, can you pull the fire alarm? And he said, yep. So Paul pulled the fire alarm, and everyone started running outside. So I said, now's my chance. But then, two firefighters came, and they pulled me out of the pool and took me outside with everyone else. And the whole school saw my little shriveled up shrimp. It was the most embarrassing day of my life.
And after that, none of the girls in school wanted to date me because they didn't want to be known for dating the guy with the tiny little shriveled up wiener. Everybody thought I had the tiniest wiener in school. Well, that was until Tiny Wiener Timmy transferred to our school. But that's a different story we can't animate. We could barely even animate this one.
Okay, that's a really sad story, but I really cannot get out of this pool.
Well, listen, kid, if you lost your swim trunks, I can go get you a towel so nobody has to see your tiny wiener.
No, I have my swimming trunks on, look.
Oh, wow, it's gotta be really tiny if you still don't want to get out even though you're wearing swim trunks.
No, listen, the pool will not let me out. And look, my friend Joseph, he's missing.
Oh, what's he look like?
He's black.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, he was trying to swim, and I've heard things about, you know, people trying to swim when they're black. I don't know. It's a thing people say. I don't know.
Well, listen, I have not seen him since he's gotten in the pool.
Oh, well, you know, it is dark outside, so maybe we just can't see him right now.
That's what I thought. But listen, can you just help me get out of the pool?
Okay, I'll just pull you out.
Ugh.
Well, that was really easy.
How'd you do that?
I just used my hands and my strength.
Well, no, I kept trying to get out, and I couldn't get out. You just saved me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I suggest you stay away from this pool because you clearly don't know how it works.
Well, no, there's a monster with a face. It was trying to eat me. I think it wouldn't let me get out.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess I'm a hero then. Maybe they'll give me a medal for this.
What? I'm not getting this pool ever again.
Ugh, 1015. Ugh, 1016. Ugh, 1017.
Cody, Cody, Cody!
Oh, sorry, Junior. You just caught me working off those corn dogs.
No, listen, there's a monster in my pool!
No, there's not, Junior. You fucking idiot.
No, seriously, there's a monster in the pool. It grabbed my leg. It wouldn't let me go.
Then how'd you get out?
The cop got him to let me go.
So the monster listens to cops?
I don't know, but there's a monster in my pool. What do we do?
Well, I guess if there's a monster in your pool, you should just not go in the pool.
Huh. I mean, if I don't go in the pool, you can't get me.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Yeah, problem solved. See, this is probably where the movie should have stopped, once they knew it was haunted.
And I just don't go in the pool. But...
yeah, it's that easy.
But I really like my pool. I mean, I never can go in it ever again.
Well, apparently you didn't really use your pool very often anyway. I mean, you literally just said that you haven't used it all summer, and apparently that monster's been living there for a while, and you didn't even notice. So I guess you could live there.
Well, I guess you're right.
Junior, help me.
Cody, you hear that?
No.
It's Joseph! He's still alive! Joseph, I'm coming to save you!
Junior, are you okay? I don't hear anything.
Junior, help me.
Joseph?
Junior, help me.
Joseph, I'm right here. Where are you, Joseph? I don't see you. Okay, I'm gonna come in the pool, and I'm gonna save you. I know there's a monster in there, but I'm gonna grab you, and I'm gonna pull you out, okay?
Okay,
I'm coming, Joseph. I'm coming, Joseph. Where are you?
I'm in the water.
Okay, I'm coming.
Right here.
Help! 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 Get away from me! Get away from me! Cody!
Damn.
Okay, so I heard Joseph's voice, and I thought he wanted me to save him, so I ran outside, and I jumped in the pool to try to save Joseph, and I went under the water, and I saw Joseph, but it wasn't Joseph, it was the monster using Joseph to try to kill me.
Right, so just don't go in the pool.
What?
Don't go in the pool. He can only kill you if you go in the pool, so don't go in the pool.
Huh.
Yeah, it's that easy.
So if I go in the pool, I die?
Yes. Let me tell you this, Junior. If you never go in that pool, ever again, this is not even a problem. It's not scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can only die if I go in the pool.
Exactly. Don't go in the pool.
Joseph?
No, that's the monster trying to lure you into the pool so he can kill you.
Oh.
Not Joseph. He's already dead because he went in the pool. So don't go in the pool.
Joseph's voice is so annoying.
Yeah? Well, you know what's even more annoying? Getting killed in your pool. And you know what else is annoying? All this trash. Help me clean it up.
Okay, I'll help you clean it up.
Jesus, what if we have company? They're going to think you're a barbarian.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior. Guess which one of these corn dog sticks was in my ass?
Which one?
The one that smells like shit.
Which one is that?
Sniff around and find out.
No.
That has residue to it.
No.
That one. Okay, good. Now that we cleaned up all that trash and all those doo-doo-covered corn dog sticks, why is my ass so dirty? Anyway, now that we're done with that, we can go back to not going in the pool, which is very easy.
Well, what if one day I want to throw a pool party?
Well, don't. Do it in a different pool. There are a lot of other pools out there. Just use those.
Well, my dad spent a lot of money on that pool, so, like, I mean, maybe we should use it.
See, this is why people in horror movies die, because they don't avoid the thing they know kills them. Like in The Ring, where there's that tape that kills you if you watch it, just don't watch the fucking tape. That's all you have to do. Just go about your life not watching the tape. It's not that hard. Hey, Junior, tell me there's a tape out there that'll kill me if I watch it.
Hey, Cody, there's a tape out there that'll kill you if you watch it.
Not watching that shit. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to die, so I'm not going to watch it. See how easy that was? Try to hand me the tape. Pretend you're handing me the tape that kills you.
Hey, Cody, here's a tape that if you watch it, it kills you.
I'm not touching that. I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want that. See how easy that was? See how easy? It's like when you're on Facebook and there's like those covered videos. It's like, oh, it might be bad. Like, don't click on it. I know whatever I'm going to see is going to be bad and it's going to be fucked up and it's going to make me sad, so I'm not going to click on it. It's very easy. Like, Junior, tell me I'm going to die if I look at you.
You're going to die if you look at me.
Sorry, Junior. Not going to look at you anymore. See how easy that was?
Well, you would die right now if you looked at
me. Okay, well, that was an example. Do you want me to continue not looking at you?
No. Listen, can you just Google, like, why my pool would be haunted?
Me? Google? Why can't you Google it yourself?
I'm scared. Everything scared me. I saw a face underwater that tried to kill me.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, fine. Why is my pool haunted? Well, it says it might be haunted if somebody died in your pool.
You think someone drowned in a long time ago and now the ghost is trying to make other people drown?
I don't know. That sounds fine. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so how would you kill the monster in my pool?
I don't know and I don't fucking care.
No, seriously, Cody, if there was a monster in your pool, how would you kill it?
Okay, I guess I would electrocute it. I would toss a toaster in there.
If I toss a toaster in, it'll kill the monster?
Yes, but you would have to get close to the pool, which I specifically told you not to do.
I'm gonna go do it.
Okay, good luck.
Hey, monster! Wanna kill me? How about you make me some toast first?
Junior, that was so fucking gay.
What?
Well, what you said. You could have said, your toast, not, why don't you make me some toast?
He's dead, what does it matter?
Yeah, you're right.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Yeah.
What the hell, dude?
Cody, is that a coffin?
Oh, it's not just any coffin. It's my coffin.
Why do you have a coffin?
Well, I went coffin shopping with my parents, and the funeral home had a buy two, get one free deal, so I went ahead and got one.
Why would they have a buy two, get one free deal? Who needs three coffins?
I don't know. I guess they're expecting a lot of massacres. This is America, after all.
Well, why would your parents go coffin shopping now? They're not old.
Well, they fight a lot, and they do get pretty handsy. My mom always says, if I go, I'm taking you with me, so I figured I should probably be prepared. But check this out. That's white satin. Doesn't that look comfy?
It does look nice.
Nah, that shit smell weird, dude.
I think I'm gonna hop in that bitch right now. Oh, shit. I hope I don't get any bigger before I die. You know, now that I actually think about it, I think they were expecting I was gonna die sooner when they fitted me for the coffin. Anyway, where's you guys' coffin?
I must have forgot to get one, bro.
I don't expect to die anytime soon.
Well, expect the unexpected, Junior, because you never know. I mean, you don't want your dad to have to pick out some kind of shitty coffin. Then at the funeral, everybody's gonna be like, what is that, balsa wood? The worms are gonna chew through that in a day. Not this. This is redwood mahogany. Sturdy as fuck. Not a single grain of dirt could get through that bitch. I mean, I'm gonna be embalmed like a motherfucker. They're gonna dig me up 3,000 years from now, I'm gonna look just like this. They're gonna have to, like, pull my brain out through my nose like I'm a fucking mummy or something.
Oh. Okay, well, we're gonna watch TV. Enough about your coffin.
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, I'm gonna sit on my coffin.
Is it comfy?
Oh, it's very comfy.
Can I sit on it?
No.
Yo, 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 MK. Scientists are saying that gingers are reportedly black people. So you know what that means. I can say the N-word. Peace out, niggas.
What? I'm black?
No, you're not, Junior.
Yeah, I don't know about that, my nigga.
It all makes sense. I've been black this whole time. I've seen all the signs. I knew I was different. I listen to rap music all the time, and I say the N-word when no one's looking. And I watch the Black Panther superhero movie. That's my favorite superhero.
Oh, the one with Michael Jordan?
Yeah, Michael Jordan. And I've also been good at basketball like Michael Jordan. I've always felt like I was Michael Jordan when I played basketball. And it was a Little Mermaid movie, the new one when it came out. I was the only one that said she should be black.
You were the only one.
Yeah, I was the only one that accepted it. I was the only one that thought the movie was good.
I don't believe that.
No, but guys, I've been black this whole time.
Junior, you're not black.
The discrimination. He's talking down to me. Is this what our people have been through for hundreds of years? The white man talking down to us? That's why he's standing up, so he can be taller than us. Because he thinks he has more rights than us. You know what, Joseph? Smoke this, honky.
What? Well, I forgot to bring my gun, dude. My bad.
Smoke his cracker ass. You're not going to get in my house and talk down to us black people.
Junior, you and I are the same skin color.
I am light-skinned black. I'm like Steph Curry.
That's a light-ass complexion, bro. Even lighter than Steph.
Listen, I just can't deal with this, Cody. I'm not going to let you come in here and talk down to me. Apologize to our race. Apologize to us.
I'm not apologizing to you because you're not black.
The it disrespect? The white man will never learn, Joseph. Shit, homie.
But Junior, don't.
I'm hungry as fuck. You want me to ask Chef PB to make us some food, dog?
I'm pretty hungry, but you gotta talk like that, my nigga.
Chef PB just chilling in the cut, you know, trying to make some man some hungry food, dog. Man. Shit, peepers, how that food coming, be it all?
Junior, not right now. I'm cooking chicken, and you know how that greasy popping.
Well, hurry up. My brother hungry than a motherfucker.
Why are you talking like that? And what the hell are you wearing?
Wearing my culture, big dog. Wearing my purple sneaks. They clean as motherfucking fuck fuck.
What? Junior, what culture do you have besides digging in your damn nose and getting on my nerves like right now?
You didn't see the new Chef PB? Gingers are the new black people.
What? How the hell does that work?
I don't know, but when I heard it, I understood it. I've always known I'm black. I've always known that deep down I'm black. I know these streets have been calling my name.
Oh, they've been calling your ass, huh? You just picked up the line.
I picked up a brr, brr. Hello, this Big JR.
Not Big JR, the big stuff in town.
I big size step on motherfucker. I want to
see about the big ass sneaks of yours. Yeah, you're the biggest stuff in the city.
Yeah, I want a curb stomp crackers.
Oh, man, not curb stomp them bitches. They deserve it, I guess.
Yeah, so I want to go out to the streets. I want to join a gang. I want to run the gang.
Oh, wow. Well, you better go out there and find you a gang member on the street and tell them that you want to be initiated in.
Initiated?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta let him stomp your ass in if you want to be about that life.
Stomp my ass in.
Yeah, don't be scared. I know you ain't scared now.
Big JR ain't scared of nothing.
Okay, sure.
I can touch this pan. I won't even get hurt.
Fuck. What's really wrong? Why would you do that, Big JR?
That didn't even hurt.
You know that bitch hot?
Shit, I'm hotter. Big JR hotter. These sneaks hotter.
I feel you. Give me some skin, fuck, nigga.
But this hand kind of hurt.
Okay, well, all right. I hear you. Look, you gotta tell them that you want all the product on the street, and you gotta go out there and sell it if you want to live that life.
Chef, I ain't gonna live that life. I'm gonna be that life.
Okay, then go and be it then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his ass dead meat. I hope he has a coffin. Woo, feeling hot right now. It's time to get some money, little bitch. What is it? Oh, that's four. Hey, I win. Snort that cuffskid, Mark.
Don't mind if I do.
Hey, man, when's my turn to snort that shit?
Will you put some money on the ground, fuck nigga?
Come on, you know I'm broke.
You're broke ass. That's why I fucked your grandma and got that AARP pussy.
Hey, chill out with that shit.
What's up, homies? It's me, the Big JR. Time to run the streets. Boop, boop. Whoa, we cool.
Who the hell are you and what you doing on my block?
Your block? This my block, big gangster.
Nah, you silly as hell, white boy. What the hell are you doing on my block?
White boy, I'm blacker than you guys.
You is dumbass. You think you're blacker than us. Alright, is there any last words before I make crackers all over this motherfucking street?
Hey, do it, pork chop, waste his ass.
Do it, pork chop.
Yeah, do it, pork chop, you pussy.
Wow, I didn't think I was going to say that shit. With a gun in your mouth, you're tough as fuck. You might be one of us. So you want to be a blood or something?
I bleed blood.
Well, that is true. Every human does.
Yeah, so
I want to be a blood?
I do. I want to join this cult.
All right. It's time for an initiation. Everybody stuff his ass in. You got to survive for 30 seconds, little bitch. You still got an education, stupid hoe. You dumbass little boy.
Oh.
All right, let's see if he gets up.
Oops, I missed.
I just can't seem to make it.
Dog it. Get in there. Yeah!
Jeffy, you want to go get thrown in the pool?
Man, Jeffy, I hope I don't miss the pool.
Trick, you want to see it?
Show us, Jeffy.
Sure, show us.
All right, I just need $20 to do the trick.
I'm not going to pull out $20.
Come on, Marvin, pull out the $20.
Here.
All right, I'm going to make this $20 disappear.
Oh, no, you're just going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. It's a magic trick. Oh, magic trick, dick. Disappears and shit.
Well, you're just going to tell me to close my eyes, and then you're going to grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. Keep your eye on the $20.
Oh, I am.
All right, I'm going to make the $20 disappear. Abracadabra!
Ow! Hey, Jeffy, get back here!
Wait, where did the $20 go?
Jeffy took it. I knew he was going to do that.
But where did the $20 go?
In Jeffy's pocket, because he ran away.
Where is it?
I hate you so much. There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Marvin, help!
Wait, why are you in handcuffs?
Well, Goodman here got caught trying to evade his taxes, and then he tried to bribe an IRS agent.
You tried to bribe an IRS agent?
Yes, they only make $61,000 a year, and I was going to offer them $70,000, which is more money than they make in a year in a single day.
And he's admitting to it.
Well, all right, well, how about I give you the $70,000 and you just don't arrest me?
Now you're trying to bribe a police officer, so that's another charge.
I'm not trying to bribe, I'm trying to help the poor.
Wait, why'd you come here, Goodman?
Because I was going to give you the $70,000 so you could bail me out of jail.
Why don't you get Chives to do it?
Well, because he's got to go to court with me to plead my case and tell him how much of a good person I am.
I'm not going to try very hard.
Right,
so, Marvin,
on.
I need you here. Take it. If I'm in there longer than 30 seconds, I'm going to bite your balls off.
$70,000.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
Oh, where did you get all that money?
Okay, so look, Goodman got arrested for not paying his taxes, so he gave me $70,000 to bail him out of jail. But I was thinking we don't bail Goodman out of jail and we keep this money for us.
Wait, how long is he going to be in jail for?
Probably years. Not paying your taxes is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't know, Marvin. He might get really mad if you don't bail him out.
You're right, but think about all the nice things we could do with this money.
Yeah, Jeffy could make it disappear.
No more magic tricks. But think about it. I mean, if I bail Goodman out of jail, he might not ask me for any more house payments. But if Goodman's in jail, then I don't have to give him a house payment because he's in jail. I don't know what to do with this money. Do I do the right thing? Or do I do the wrong thing?
Order, 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 order! I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today I am trying out a new hairstyle. What does everybody think?
I like it. You look like George Washington.
I hate it! Okay, today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is being accused of not paying his taxes, as well as bribing an IRS agent to continue to not pay his taxes. Mr. Goodman, what have you to say about this?
It was all Chives' idea! He's a sad old man, so he came up with the idea all by himself!
But that's not true, Your Honor!
Well, I have already spoken with this IRS agent, and I find you guilty! And if Chives is your mastermind, then I find him guilty as well. You see, I am paid through taxpayer money. That means you're fucking with my money. So I sentence you to 24 hours in prison and to pay $100 million to the IRS. Or me, if you want. I'd prefer me.
Ah! $100 million? I'd rather you put me in the electric chair!
Come on, you two.
Why me? Why me? I didn't do anything!
All right, get in there, you two.
Ew! Brick walls? Where's the marble tile? And the granite countertops? And the quartz flooring? Ew! Poor!
This is jail. We don't have any of that.
Please, sir! Don't lock me in here! I'm not supposed to be here! I'm just the butler! I'm innocent!
All right, zip it, you two. You guys did the crime and you were found guilty, so you have to spend the full 24 hours in jail.
What, Chives? A hook! Do you have a bed sheet? Because I'm going to Aaron Hernandez myself. Or maybe Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, that's it. You're on a live watch. I'm going to be back every 15 minutes to check on you.
Oh, I'm not going to make it in here, Chives! I need to lie down. Ew! Poor! What is this bed? And Frank slept on something better than this. This bed looks like it came from North Korea, and it's covered in bed bugs and lice and Ebola. Chives, I need you to lay on this mattress so I can lay on top of you so I don't have to touch it.
Sir, I don't believe I have to listen to you in here.
Chives, I'm going to make you my jail yard bitch, and for dinner you're going to have a mouthful of Goodman balls if you don't lay your ass on this bed.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I love my Chives mattress. I wonder if it came with the vibrate feature. Vibrate, Chives. Oh, it did. I love the lower lumbar support. Oh, Chives, I have to shit, mouth.
No, sir, there's a toilet right over there.
Well, this time you got lucky, Chives, but come over here, you need to wipe me.
Very well, sir.
Ew, Chives, what is this toilet? It looks like it has herpes and syphilis all over it. I'm going to need you to lick it clean so I don't get herpes on my ass cheeks.
But, sir, isn't that what toilet paper is for?
Well, do you see any toilet paper in here? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Well, maybe we could ask a guard for some toilet paper.
Chives, we don't have time for that. I have to shit now. Lick.
But,
Chives, clockwise. Come on.
It's on my tongue.
Lick.
It's sick.
Up, Chives! Lit! Hurry, Chives, I have to shit! Pull my pants down. It's velcroed in the front and back.
Okay, sir.
Hurry, Chives, because if I shit in these pants, you're gonna have to lick them clean.
Ooh, you should be good now, sir.
Chives, you know I can't shit until you say it.
Oh, very well, sir. All aboard the poop train. Doo-doo.
paper, and there isn't any, so give me your shirt.
But sir, this is cashmere.
Well, it's about to be ashmere, so give it to me.
Please, sir, can we just ask the guard for some toilet paper?
No, Chives, and also, there's no bidet, so I'm gonna need you to spit on my asshole. Spit, Chives, spit.
No, please, sir, no.
Spit, damn it.
Oh.
More spit. It's starting to dry.
Oh, God,
come on.
I should probably go check on him.
Come on, Chives, a loogie.
But, sir, my mouth is very dry.
What the hell is going on in there?
Dear God, officer, please give us some toilet paper.
Chives, when did I say stop spitting? Where's my loogie?
Oh, dear God, if you needed toilet paper, all you had to do was ask. Here.
Slam dunk!
No! Why would you do that? We needed that!
No, we didn't, because you spit-shined my asshole pretty good, Chives. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you two just knock it off. Next time you need something, just ask.
Yes, I need something. If you're taking dinner orders, I'll have the filet mignon, medium-rare peppercorn with blue cheese crumbles, a side of asparagus, caviar, and a baked potato. And also, I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon 2017. And for Chives, he'll have the fancy feast, because he's a fancy little fucker. Meow, Chives.
Meow.
Good boy.
This is prison, so we don't have any of that stuff.
So no fancy feast? I'm sorry, Chives.
No, all we have are fish sandwiches.
Oh, well, cats like fish, so go ahead, Chives.
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when should I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew! Jailfish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew! Poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait! I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chives! I'm not gonna let you eat that shitty food. Now, come on. I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit with me.
All right, Chives, down. Oh. Down! Down! Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe! Breathe! What were you saying?
Sir, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right then, down.
But sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives. I'm not going to waste my words.
But, sir, you just said so many more words.
Chives, don't make me shit.
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two. Now, you guys are going to get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's going to be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Hello, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will
happen.
You're
wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Chives.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear, baby.
This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay. What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail.
Oh, God. Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Please don't let me stay here. All
right, Mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No, it's your turn, no!
I'm Ready to go now, please.
Come on.
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass.
Well, you see, the 70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car. And
you thought about spinning it, didn't you?
Oh, no.
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spinning it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out, so what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
I heard that!
Officer Guy, get in here!
Yes, sir?
I have a super secret undercover mission for you.
Ooh, I love super secret undercover missions. What is it?
Well, there's a Russian gangster in town by the name of Vladimir Putinov.
That sounds a lot like Vladimir Putin.
But it's not. He's a totally different guy. And he is very dangerous. He's on the FBI's most wanted list for killing 100 men.
Well, were they at least bad guys?
No, they just beat him in pool.
I'm sorry, did you just say pool, like billiards?
Yeah, it's his favorite game and he hates losing. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna go undercover and play him in pool, and while you're playing, you're gonna use this pool stick that is secretly a shotgun with one shot in it, and you're gonna shoot him.
Okay, sir, I have a number of questions. First of all, what happens when I shoot him and all of his goons, like, tackle me and try to torture me and stuff?
Well, that's not gonna happen, because they're not gonna know you're the one who shot him. You're holding the pool stick, not a gun.
Well, I think it's gonna be pretty obvious. I mean, there's gonna be smoke coming out of it, and I'm gonna have to be pointing my pool stick right at him, and also, I'm the only new guy there.
Guy, you're just overthinking it. Don't worry about it.
Also, if we have his location, why don't we just go there and arrest him? Why do I even have to do all this?
God damn it, guy! It's gonna be cool, okay? We made this pool stick gun, and we're gonna use it!
Okay, but how do I even know what he looks like?
Look, you're gonna have an earpiece in your ear, and I can talk you through the whole thing.
Okay, send me the address.
If I get the 8 ball, then I win!
No, you have to call your poker!
That one.
No, you can't shoot there! You have to shoot somewhere else!
Yes, I can! I picked that one!
Zakaya, do something!
No, that is cheating! Tell him to move ahead!
Gah! Zakaya, down, boy.
Da. Okay.
I win! Oh, yeah? Piece of shit!
Holy shit, Vladimir! You haven't lost all day!
Thank you. Now, who wants to play next?
Hey there, you pussies want to play some pool?
The shit you call me?
Whoa, what's wrong? You're afraid of a little competition?
I'm afraid of nothing.
Yeah, apparently. You know what? I think I need to meditate for a second.
Okay, take your time.
Sir, I am so nervous right now.
Guy, the sooner you shoot him, the sooner you can get out of there.
Okay, well, just tell me which one he is so I can kill him and get the hell out of here.
Well, you see the guy in the red jacket?
Red jacket, got it.
Holy shit!
Shot them right in the motherfuck!
Guy, did I just hear a gunshot?
Nope, that was just me playing pool.
Holy shit, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen! You shot him with pool stick! Wait a minute. Why do you have pool stick gun?
Well, that guy in red was an undercover cop, so I was just trying to help you out.
Zakaya, check him!
He tell truth! Badge and bucket!
Holy shit! You walk in with pool stick gun and you could have killed me! But instead, you saved my life! You know I am number one wanted, U.S., right?
Really? You don't say?
Yeah, FBI want me so bad, I kill over 100 people. 101 today.
Oh, congratulations.
Da, look by your feet. Dead body.
Oh, hey there.
He can't hear you. He's dead.
Vladimir, take pool very seriously.
Da.
Yeah, apparently.
Guy, Officer Keebler is responding. Is he still there?
Oh, the guy in red. Yeah, I see him. Hey, Keebler.
Who the shit are you talking to?
I think I see my friend Keebler from high school. He makes cookies now.
No, this is Russian goon house. No Keebler here.
Oh, well, I guess I was mistaken. You know what? I think I'm just going to go home.
No. You will stay and play a game of pool. I insist. And since you saved my life, if you win, I won't kill you. Maybe.
Oh, well, in that case, I guess I'll break.
Duh.
Watch. This is how a man breaks.
Thank God I had a bulletproof vest on.
Holy shit! Sir, how many bullets did you say were in this thing?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. We put an extra bullet in there in case case you missed the first one. Thought you might need it.
Holy shit! You knew he had bulletproof vest, and you shot him a second time. That second time today that you could have killed me, but instead, you saved my life.
Yeah, keep reminding me.
You know what? I like you. I want to take you out to American fancy cuisine. Denny's, you heard of it?
Oh, yeah, Denny's.
They open 24 hours. Their grand slamwich, delicious.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's go to Denny's.
Let's go. Welcome to Denny's, greatest American restaurant.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, there's Applebee's and Red Lobster.
The shit you just said!
You know what? I do love Moons Over Miami, though. I do love that.
Duh. You know what? I'm really liking the way the slam burger is looking, but I am definitely going to need a moment to look over the menu.
Sir, the pool situation didn't work out, so he wanted to go to Denny's, and here we are. But don't worry, I'm gonna try to poison his drink while we're here.
I have made my decision. I am getting green slamwich.
You know, I think I might actually get a Choco Nana pancake slam.
You're getting green slamwich.
I'm getting a grand slamwich.
Now where the shit is the waitress?
Sorry for the wait, y'all. I'm your waitress, Lakeisha, and welcome to Denny's. Oh, sorry, sir. No shirt, no service.
I think you will serve me even without my shirt.
Oh my god. Okay, you're right. So what would y'all like to drink?
I think I will get a Mellow Yellow.
I will also have a Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow.
Three Mellow Yellows? Okay, I'll be right back. Alright, y'all, that'd be y'all Mellow Yellow. What y'all want to eat?
We will have three Grand Slamwich.
Three Grand Slamwich? Oh, that's easy. Y'all easy.
Oh, I love Mellow Yellow!
Yeah, hey, how about before we drink, we play this fun game called Let's See Who Can Tie Their Shoes the Fastest.
Oh, you're on!
I have no shoe.
Oh, well, okay, I guess in that case, untie one of his shoes and see how fast you can tie that one.
Okay!
Jesus, okay. Put this in here. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay, done! I tied my shoe in 5 seconds, Zakaya tied my shoe in 6, so who won?
You won! Congratulations! I think we should celebrate by sipping our Mellow Yellows as fast as we can.
Duh, let's do it! Wait, Zakaya, you have much more ice than me, I have none! Trade with me.
Ugh, boy.
No, you don't have to switch drinks.
I really like ice because I am anemic. Oh, I love Mellow Yellows. Zakaya, how is your Mellow Yellow? Holy shit!
How did that happen? That's crazy. I guess his yellow wasn't so mellow.
Waitress, get the shit in here!
You don't need a yeah, your grand sandwich is almost ready.
Waitress, why my brother die after sipping Mellow Yellow you bring?
Oh, he did?
Yes! Let me check something. Why you put cyanide in my brother's drink?
It was actually arsenic.
I don't got no cyanide!
Die! Come on, we're leaving.
But what about the grand slamwiches?
I will go to kitchen, kill this chef, and take the grand slamwiches. Let's go.
So why are we at a strip club?
It is the only way for me to get over the death of my brother with titties.
I feel gross eating a grand slamwich here.
Hey, baby, what's your name?
Dandelion.
Oh, Dandelion. Like my favorite flower. Is that a gun in my pants? Or am I happy to see you?
Gary, what the hell are you doing at a strip club? First Denny's and now a strip club? What is it, your birthday?
Sorry, the fact that you think my birthdays are that fun. No, this whole thing has been a shit show. Don't worry, I'll get it done.
Give me a lap dance, baby.
Okay. Ow, your gun is hurting me!
You know what, friend? Grab my gun.
Really?
Yeah, I trust you. You saved my life like twice today.
Okay, great.
Come on, baby. Oh, yeah.
Shit!
Bro, what the shit? You just shot Dandelion!
You know, man, I could just tell she was gonna break your heart.
Bro, this is why I love you.
Yeah.
Bro, what the shit you are doing?
I'm sorry, man, I'm a cop.
Oh, ho, you got me so good. You must be like the best undercover cop ever. You even shot your partner.
Yeah, that was an accident.
And my brother.
That was also an accident.
And the stripper?
Yeah, again, an accident.
You know what? Go ahead. Do it. I want to be with my brother.
Well, thanks for being so cool about this.
Duh.
Sorry. Oh, you must be fucking kidding me.
Are you serious? I forgot! I shot so many times today and forgot to reload!
Okay, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just taking him in. Okay, sir, I have the Russian guy, but he's not dead.
He's not dead? Why didn't you kill him?
Well, I tried, sir, but 6 innocent people ended up dying.
6 people? Who?
Okay, well, let's see. There was a stripper, there was a Denny's chef, a Denny's waitress, his brother, some random Russian pool player guy,
And Officer Keebler. Officer Keebler's dead? How?
Well, let me tell you the very long story of why it's not my fault. So I pulled up to the Russian mobster house, and they wanted to play pool. And they saw how good I was at pool, because I'm great at it. And then they wanted me and Officer Keebler to be in their district for the Hunger Games. So then they took us to Denny's to get us a lot of food so we'd be full before the Hunger Games. And then they took us to a strip club so we'd get some hoes and get our strength up before the big fight. So then they put us in these little tube things, and they raised us up into this big field with all the other district people. And then they said, go. So usually you're supposed to run and grab a bunch of weapons, but I already had my pool stick gun. So me and Officer Keebler just ran into the forest and climbed up a tree and just waited. Then we saw this girl named Cat Piss or something, and she was killing people with her bow and arrow. And oh yeah, she had this boyfriend named PETA. Not Peter, PETA, like how Lois Griffin says Peter. It was weird. And then Keebler sneezed, so Cat Piss was going to try to shoot us with her bow and arrow. So I shot this bee's nest full of deadly bees with my pool gun, and it fell and hit PETA on the head. So then I shot Cat Piss with my other last bullet from the gun, and she died. So then we just camped until there was one guy left, and Keebler said, yo, bro, it's 2v1, let's get him, he's definitely a bot. But I didn't have any weapons or mats, all I had was a chug jug. So Officer Keebler runs up on him with confidence and gets his shield taken off, and the guy starts building Empire State Buildings, and Keebler yelled, bro, he's real, he's real. And then Officer Keebler got sniped, so I was running around, and the guy jumped down and tried to shoot me, but he died from fall damage. So I won the Hunger Games.
You won the Hunger Games.
That's not what happened. He accidentally shot Officer Keebler with pulse-fit gun.
Brooklyn guy!
You know me, I'm a little weasel. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hey, Jonathan! Mama's having a yard sale to pay for an operation. You got anything I can sell?
Beep, 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 beep.
Jonathan! Damn it, he's sleeping. I guess I'll just grab whatever I want. What about this Hulk? Nah. Oh, what's this? Ooh, nudie mags. I can get a lot of money for that. Thanks, Jonathan!
Oh, Shuki, I thought you left. Don't ever leave me. You know Daddy takes really good care of you. I'll give those assholes a rest. I'll just grab one of my nudie mags. So, which magazine should I look at today? Where's my magazines? They were just right here! Shuki, did you take my magazines? Don't you lie to me! Oh, Mom!
Yard sale! Everything's for sale!
Aw, dude, there's a yard sale? Oh, they have to have good stuff here.
Like this! Oh, they have a comb! I always wanted a comb!
Joseph, you can't use a comb. You're bald.
Dang it, why do you have to be right?
Ooh, Junior, look! Cleaning supplies!
Of course you want cleaning supplies. You're a woman. It's your natural instinct.
Shut up, Junior!
Bro, check this out! They have nudie mags!
Whoa, who is that? She's so hot!
Junior, stop looking at that!
What are these?
It's Playboy. You never heard of Playboy? The women get naked in the magazine.
You're telling me if I buy this magazine, I get to see her naked?
Yeah, dude. They're in their birthday suit, not their bathing suits.
Junior, if you buy that, I'm breaking up with you.
Okay, fine. I won't buy it.
Okay, let's go.
Dude!
Joseph, go distract her.
Oh, okay. I got you. Hey, Penelope!
Ow, that hurt!
Tag, you're it.
That's it. I'm gonna get you.
How much for all these nudie mags?
$200.
I only have $14.
Sold. But be careful. You might cut your hand on it. And some of the pages stick together.
Oh, because they're so old?
Yeah, that. Or maybe because my son spanked it too much.
Okay, so I can have all these magazines.
Yeah, take them.
Oh, my God. I get to see her naked.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Excuse me, ma'am, but how much for this baseball?
$100 because it was signed by a famous baseball player.
Who's it signed by?
Who do you want it to be signed by?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, well, that's who signed it.
It is?
Yeah, just give him a minute. How's your day going, kid?
Pretty good, I guess.
Good. All right, here. Baseball signed by Baby Ruth. $100.
Oh, no freaking way, bro.
All right, well, then fuck you.
Oh, Mom, have you seen my nudie mags?
Yeah, I just sold them for $14.
You what?
Well, you weren't using them. They were sitting under your bed all crusty.
That's where I kicked him. You know that. And I made him crusty.
Well, you can always buy new ones, because you know Mama needs the money for that new procedure.
I can't buy new ones. They were limited edition.
Well, my new tits are gonna be limited edition.
Oh, where did they go?
They went that way.
Hey, come back here.
Oh, man, I can't believe I have all these Playboy magazines, and I get to see her naked.
Oh, dude, Penelope's coming.
Oh, help me hide the magazines.
Tag, you're for it!
Oh, I don't want to play tag.
Oh, you're just mad because I got you.
You're right. I'm such a sore loser.
Well, Junior, do you want to watch a movie? We can get under the...
No. I don't want to watch a movie with you.
Why not?
Because you smell bad. You've been playing outside.
What? You're a boy. Boys smell bad.
Well, you smell like old dry period.
What?
Yeah, so go home and take a shower, then come back. We'll watch a movie.
No, Junior. Once I leave, I'm gone.
Bye.
Oh, I hate you.
All right, Joseph, look. I have the Holy Grail of Naked Magazines.
Dude, no way! You own all of these?
Yeah, I only had to pay $14.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
And I finally get to see this girl naked.
Oh, this is a Hooters edition? Oh, it's going to scratch and sniff.
Oh, it's scratch and sniff?
Yeah, scratch and sniff.
Oh, it smells like fish.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Ooh, this, I'm keeping this one. Damn!
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 Damn! Chef Pee-Pee's coming! Hide him!
Junior!
Yeah, Chef Pee-Pee?
Did you steal $14 out of my wallet?
No!
Junior, don't lie to me. That is 3 years' pay. I need my money, so run them damn pockets! Where my shit at? Run them pockets, fool!
Well, I did not steal your $14, Chef Pee-Pee. I borrowed it.
What did you buy with my $14?
Promise me you don't get mad if I just tell you.
Well, I promise I won't get mad. What did you buy?
I bought... this blanket.
I know you did not buy a damn blanket with my money.
I was
told. You don't need a damn blanket. Damn!
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 Junior.
Where did you get all this from?
I bought it from a garage sale, and I used the $14. Please don't tell my dad.
You know what? I won't tell your dad if I get to keep this Pam Anderson edition.
No.
Pandemonium.
That's me and Joseph's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite now, and I'm keeping it.
No! Damn. That's the one I wanted!
Aw, dude, Chef Pee-Pee took the best one!
Don't worry, Joseph, there's probably better ones.
This one's lame. She's in a bikini. I need full nudity, big boobies.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Okay, Jeffy, don't tell anyone, but I bought these naked magazines at a yard sale.
Wait, these girls in these magazines get naked?
I think so, that's what I was told.
Oh, dibs on this one.
No, that's my girlfriend. I want to see her.
Oh, no, Junior. Check this one out.
Oh, is she naked?
Oh, bush like a porcupine, Junior. Check it out.
Who is he? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like she's smuggling a ferret.
Joseph, you have to come see this.
Oh, dude, let me check it out.
Damn!
She is so hot. Do you think all girls look like this?
Not all of them.
Oh, my God. Well, look, take this one down. That one's mine. I don't want you seeing her.
All right, well, which one can I have?
You can pick from any of these, but this one is mine.
All right. No. The twins? Dibs on the twins, Junior.
Aw, oh, lucky.
All right, don't get caught with that, Jeffy. Come on.
Won't.
Come on, Joseph. Let's take these to my room.
Okay, bro.
There's just no customers today. How am I going to afford my new tits now?